All right, let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Woo. Pointless nostalgia.
What's up, Kevin B?
You're my homies, Kevin and B.
What's up, Kevin B?
You're my homies, Kevin and B.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Those guys are so gay.
Ugh, these preconceived notions about gay people. It's time to dispel that stereotype through a lavish musical number. Hit it, Joshua.
And now,
please welcome your hosts. If you haven't been probed by these two, you haven't been probed.
Our feature presentation.
That's what we've long said.
Sure.
Very
true.
You must be proud.
Very much so.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 6th of January.
Vagina.
You were kind of close today, it seemed like.
No, actually, today I was in the other room. I actually got here a whole maybe like 3 minutes early.
Kevin.
Dude.
I mean, I took my time today.
You were here before me.
See?
That's 3.5 minutes at least.
At least 3.5 minutes
yes.
early.
That's
and then
very
I don't even recognize this Kevin 2009. This is crazy.
Then I walk around the halls. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, people, hey, how's it going? They're doing something, so they walk by fast. Hey, how's everybody doing?
I do know that when we do a live show, it's always a crapshoot whether Kevin's going to make it for the first break. And, you know, it can be 80 miles away and it can be pouring rain, but Kevin still manages to get there like 35 seconds before we go on the air. And when he does it, when he gets there early, like 2 minutes early, he sits there just pouting. Why am I here?
Yes.
This is a waste of time.
Such
this
a waste
BS,
of time.
BS, man.
Yeah. It really
the
is.
Hell am I doing here?
It's very annoying. I get annoyed by that.
Well, you have to wait.
Stuff
that's
to do.
Just wrong.
No,
I know.
It's just I have stuff to do. I could have better used that time.
Sure.
That's all.
I understand.
You could sit in your car and work on your screenplay or something.
Yeah, well, that's true. Although, that's not been done for a long time.
Oh, wait. No. You're just waiting for the right offer
yeah.
to get it produced?
Yeah. I'm waiting for somebody to break into my house and read it.
We are going to take your phone calls on any topic, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Already a couple calls on the line for Kevin Means What to Do Now. If you will do that in just a second. I do want to thank K-Rock listener. Let me get the name. Aaron, who emailed us.
Yeah, Aaron.
Some potentially very bad news that we may have to look into. And
It's a
long, boring, and complicated story in the LA Times. But the gist of it is that Time Warner is not going to provide the community programming anymore. The cable access shows historically have provided the studios and the time and the staff for citizens to be able to make programming. And a lot of it is religious programming, but then you get the nut jobs on. And the reason he sent this email to us is because this could very well mean the end of Let's Paint TV.
Let's Paint TV is the reason for television.
I agree. Yes.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's. That is what it looks like. Reading this article, it sounds like that. You know that they just can't afford it anymore, and they don't have to. They're not legally required to provide that anymore for public access. So it's going to go away, and they're not going to keep it around just for Let's Paint, although they should.
Here's a little taste of Let's Paint for those of you that have not seen it.
Yes, I'm your host, John Tilda. We're going to get to painting. We're going to do some exercising, and of course. We're going to make some wonderful blended drinks.
And I know juices are the way to go, you know? I mean,
definitely.
It keeps you healthy. And and this is Santa Monica mess gang.
All right. All right, man. Hello, caller.
Santa Monica.
All right. Kind of a good brisk walk.
Santa Monica.
Oh, okay. We're trying to make this a little happier place, huh? Caller. All right. Okay, maybe we won't take calls today.
That's it, brother.
All right.
Back it, man. Make some more of that juice.
All right, we're on. Okay, five.
After, you wussy.
Ah, damn it. Hi, Joanna. Do you like to paint, or?
I like to paint. I like to make juices, and I want to suck your
All right.
Come on.
Faster. Run faster.
Don't take away our Let's Paint TV.
Oh, we gotta get in touch with that guy and figure out what's going on.
We do. We gotta talk to him.
I mean, we'll raise money to buy him TV time somewhere else if we have to, but we can't let that show go.
Wow. All right, it's time for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. Like we said, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So homie, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
What about K-Rock Night with your Los Angeles Kings? We got a pair of tickets for you to join the Kings as they take on the New Jersey Devils this coming Saturday night, January 10th. Also, you'll get passes to join Kings legend Marty McSorley and K-Rock's own Psycho Mike at the LA Kings tailgate party. It's unofficial, but I understand that, Kevin, you might also be making an appearance.
Yeah, I'll be there as well. Yeah, I was going to the game anyway, so I was like, oh, I saw a commercial for Psycho Mike up on the big screen over the holidays when I was at a Kings game. I was like, huh, we have a K-Rock thing. How about that?
Interesting.
Maybe I should go.
So, that's what you get for being on for Kevin and Bean's What Did You Nephew right now.
Not that Kevin and I aren't a cell alone. I mean, that's awesome.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But also, there will be some Playboy Playmate there. And I checked her out, and she's way scorching hot. And Cassandra Miss Double D, December 2009 will be there as well.
So fantastic.
Thought I'd mention that.
And there's a band, Luke Robitaille, people like that. So it's going to be a fun time Saturday night. Let's begin with Robert in Covina. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What to do?
Hi, I'm going to be going to Vegas in a couple of weeks for a bachelor party, and I'm in charge of picking the strip clubs. I wanted to know the best ones to go to.
Kevin?
Well, Spearman Rhino, really.
Okay.
I mean, really, that's pretty much... But there's a bunch of them. That's the problem. There are some that are huge, way too big.
Like Olympic Gardens? Is that
Olympic Gardens is a little more old school, okay. A little more run down. But there's a Sapphire or something like that that are just monster clubs. And I don't know that you want that either.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm saying Spearman Rhino.
Okay. Go with Kevin. He's done them all.
That would be my choice.
Twice.
Thank you for the call. Ask for Rita. She's very hot. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Here's my ad-libbing skills. That is my mother's name. It's the only.
That.
It is the only name that would come to my mind.
Boy.
I was going to do an ask for joke. Only my mom's name came into my
mind.
That's
creepy.
Wow, that hurt. Wow.
Well, that is how your mom met your dad when she was stripping. So
wow.
Makes sense.
All right. Let's try to move on. Richard in Covina. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa May?
What's going on?
I'm calling about how lame Time Warner was on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And they put on about six different channels how we would have to call the consumer call in and keep MTV,
yeah.
VH1, Spike TV, all that. And then January 1st, nothing happened.
Yeah, so, what's this giant thing about? They always have these battles, and then, you know, big companies take stands, and they're not going to play any channels unless people
right.
get upset. How does this...
Well, it's contracts. It's just like the same reason why you end up having strikes in Hollywood sometimes. It's just contracts, and they renegotiate, and they say, okay, now if you want to have our channel, we want you to pay this much money per subscriber, that sort of thing. And it's just a question of getting it worked out to the last minute. And this really did get right up to December 31st. You were seeing those ads on Time Warner, but if you were watching MTV, for instance, along the bottom of the screen for all of New Year's, it was saying, at midnight tonight, this channel may not be available on Time Warner. Here's what you need to do to make sure to keep it. So they're just basically lobbying each viewer to try to go to the other side and make them bend. Is what it is. But they ended up working it out, and you're right, January 1st came along, and it's just, they cut some sort of a new deal. There's a little bit of posturing and a little bit of, negotiating right up until the last minute.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's see. Let's go to Matt in Long Beach. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. What
did
you do?
Lisa May.
How
are you today?
I'm good.
Well, you guys know the world is coming to an end.
The world is coming to an end.
2012, the world is going to end.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been hearing for a long time, yeah.
Do you guys see the History Channel specials going on?
No. Mm-hmm. Is it about name?
They do run that. Nostradamus, is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do run, there are specials every year on how it's the countdown to the apocalypse and it's going to happen. But, every time there's a new year that is going to be the end of the year, it just passes and then they just start focusing on whatever the next one is.
I don't know. It's pretty weird, but all these, you got the Mayan calendar, the Aztec calendar, all these big dates are all going to be lining up on one. So,
maybe we need to whip people into a needless frenzy.
Maybe.
We got some time.
Why do people listen to what he has to say, and then when it doesn't come to pass, go, maybe next time. I'm going to put my faith in him next time. Why don't they go, hey, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about?
That'd be too easy.
My guess is that people don't like random. I've said that about so many other things
right.
in the past. That's why people look for patterns. That's why people want to believe in psychics, because people want to believe that there's a plan and there's an answer and that somebody knows.
Right,
they just can't accept the fact that there's an unknown.
But why do they – I can understand that, but why do they stick with a guy who has been proven to be not true?
Oh, well, I think because they think they just got the signs wrong. They just didn't
they
read
just
the information
missed it.
Right.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there if you can just figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's not me. Let's go to Chris.
I don't know that we want the world to go on after 2012 if there's no Let's Paint TV anyway.
That's true. Let's go to Chris in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What's happening?
What it do?
How you doing, Lisa?
Good.
Went to the Stone Temple Pilots concert at the Palms on the 2nd.
Awesome.
It was a phenomenal show. One of the best shows I've seen them play in quite a long time.
I'm glad to hear that.
Nope.com.
Did it look like they were getting along?
Yeah, they were getting along. In fact,
were they on time?
They were on time. They played for almost 2 hours straight. And they did something that they said they'd never done before, and that's they introduced all the band members. Which he said he's, you know, they've never done that before on stage. They introduced everybody and said, thanks for coming out. You know, this is the last show for quite a while. And, I mean, it was a phenomenal concert.
Wow, it sounds cool.
Who did they get to replace Weiland?
No, Weiland was, he looked healthy and he sang great and, it was great.
I'm really glad to hear that. We were a little worried after acoustic, but we want him to do well and be healthy and be on time and all that. We want them to get along. So
show up.
I'm glad that's happening. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, it was a great time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Good news. I don't know what the plans are. I don't think, they've revealed to us what the future of STP is, but, you know, Weiland left Velvet Revolver to go back to STP, and now he's got this solo record out that I think he wants to tour on, too. So who knows what the future holds for that boy.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
We have a DVD set of 24 to give you as we start gearing up for this weekend's big debut.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 2 hours on Sunday and 2 hours on Monday.
Seriously?
I think, yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of 24, but I love it.
Yes, it is.
So we got
you know, American Idol comes back next week, too, Kevin.
Oh, no.
I may have to watch it this time.
Oh, no. It's
just
been so sweet.
Everyone talks about it. I don't know. I'll watch The Bad for sure.
Well, yeah. You watch The Bad and then you bail.
But The Bad isn't going to be nearly as long as it used to be.
Ralph did a list yesterday of celebrities that would be good hookers. So we're going to go through that in detail today. Because I do believe there are celebrities that were left off the list and other celebrities that were on the list should be much higher.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. We got Psycho Mike, who chooses bad movies to go to. I'm the guy who has the reputation as being the dude who likes the dumb movies. If it's a bad movie, that's my role.
It is, actually. You're supposed to
determine. That role is taken. So Psycho Mike, over the holidays, goes to hotels for dogs.
You have to be so insulted that he's moving on your turf.
Hotel for Dogs, a movie I wouldn't think of seeing. He goes to. With his nephew? Nope. With his cousin? Nope. By himself.
Mm.
So we've got to deal with that.
That's a guy who's running from something at home, and it's probably all those dogs.
It's probably true. We're going to talk about stupid things you've snorted, or great things you've snorted, however you want to look at it.
All right.
There's been some partying going on here after some of our... There's always parties after our shows and after the Acoustic Christmas shows. The King of Mexico went off, and we haven't had time to tell you about it properly.
Got a great email from somebody. Maybe we'll try to get a hold of him, too, who had an interesting experience after snorting Tic Tacs. Apparently, they burn when they get stuck up in your nose like that.
Really? That doesn't feel good?
A little pellet?
A little hard pellet? Not feeling good? And just after 6, about a half hour from now, we're going to talk to Zach Braff, who, of course, is from Scrubs.
Yes.
And that show is Moving Networks. It's on ABC tonight.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. A huge, successful show, and they let NBC, I guess, was the one that let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ABC picked it up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on tonight, so we'll talk to Zach Braff coming up in just a minute. And we've got Ralph Showbiz beat now.
Brand new Burton snowboard for you in the 7 a.m. hour. And don't forget Cinco de la Tarde this afternoon. Kevin and Bean show between 5 and 6. You not only get the snowboard, but you get the trip to Telluride, Colorado. All the details at krock.com. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
Good morning.
What's going on in the world of showbiz today?
Oh, it's just a rough day.
Why?
Rough day, because people are dying.
Oh.
Left and right. First of all, it was bad enough this morning when I was met with the news that Alfred Shaheen, the legendary...
You sound pretty broken up.
Legendary textile manufacturer who invented the Hawaiian shirt had passed away at the age of 86.
Oh, now that is bad news.
I can't tell you how many times Hawaiian shirts were my official party uniform back in the day. And now he's gone.
I can tell you it was too many.
He's gone, man. No, Hawaiian shirts rule.
I love Hawaiian shirts. When I was in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, I thought, if I lived here, I'd wear a Hawaiian shirt every single day because there's nothing more comfortable than a Hawaiian shirt.
And nothing more exciting than just finding the right Hawaiian shirt with just the right pattern, you know, the right graphic on it that is cheesy yet not overwhelmingly so. Sometimes you can spend hours looking through Hawaiian shirts.
I hope this conversation goes on for another hour. I have to be honest.
He has passed away at the age of 86, and just hurts my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I find out that the co-founder of pioneering German electronic music group Kraftwerk has quit the band.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
No, not Kraftwerk.
Yeah. Florian Schneider is out of the group with no reason given. He just left. Other than the reason that they're Kraftwerk.
But Kraftwerk has, I mean, they go some time between tours, but they have always been an ongoing musical concern. It's not like they broke up 30 years ago.
Yeah, if you say so.
Not as far as this guy's concerned.
I haven't given Kraftwerk a moment's thought since Bon 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 mit der Autobahn.
They announced a few weeks ago that they were going to open for Radiohead around the world, as a matter of fact, in 2009.
Well, Ralph Hooter is the only original member left.
So, leave it to Bean to have the Kraftwerk update.
Yeah. Wow. Note their touring schedule.
Well, it was a cool double bill.
Let me tell you about Kraftwerk. They were going to play the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on February 19th.
Come on,
ask me something you don't know.
No, I got
or
the impression
don't care
that,
about.
That Radiohead went after Kraftwerk because they were big fans and they thought it'd be nice to have them on the bill. I thought that's a great double bill. I would love to go see those two bands together on the same night. That'd be cool.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah.
But now so, if Hans is gone or whichever one left, I don't know where we're going.
Florian is gone.
Franz is still there. Hans is gone.
Florian okay. Schneider is gone. Ralph Hooter is still there.
His name is Ralph Hooter. That's awesome.
And, of course, Florian and Ralph founded Kraftwerk together in 1970. But
sure.
That partnership has split.
Wow. Is there hope for anyone?
I don't know. Between the Hawaiian shirt news. Being gone and Kraftwerk breaking up, I don't know if I can continue, but I will do my best. Congratulations to Rebecca Romaine and Jerry O'Connell, proud parents of two bouncing baby girls. People Magazine is reporting that the two had their babies on December the 28th. Their names are fairly normal.
No, they're celebrities. They're supposed to give them wacky names.
Dolly and Charlie.
Dolly's bad.
Yeah, Dolly's bad.
I mean, that's bad.
Dolly?
Yeah.
It's a little musty, maybe. Maybe Dolly's on a comeback. I don't know. Apparently, Rebecca's a big Dolly Parton fan. Why she picked that name. Dolly Rebecca Rose is one of the girls, and Charlie Tamara Tulip. At least they snuck a tulip in there.
They're trying.
They're trying.
They're trying to be bad.
So the representative for the couple says everyone's at home and doing fine. And Charlie's a cute name for a girl.
That's just not good.
If she's cute and feminine.
Yes. Right.
If Charlie grows up to be a manster,
she's
in
China.
Trouble.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
She's Khloe Kardashian.
Yes, I'm Charlie. Nice to meet you. Would you like to dance?
Maria Menounos.
Yes, yes, yes.
Of Access hottest chick Hollywood.
On TV. Oh, hottest stop chick it. On t- oh, hottest chick on
stop
television.
Stop it.
Nope.
Not even close.
Nope.com indeed.
She is. I love her so.
Look, don't get me wrong. I find her
she's attractive.
Spectacularly attractive, but hottest chick on TV. She's not in the top five.
Overall package, all things considered, she has everything.
Well, I've never seen her package, but I'll take your word for it. Apparently, she's quite the crime fighter, too.
She's a crime fighter?
Yes. She discovered her purse was missing while she was at a party in Miami on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Then she looked around the party and spotted three suspicious-looking men. So when they weren't looking, she snuck up on them and spotted her handbag in one of their bags. And then snuck it back before they even noticed. Stole her own purse
You're
back.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Dude.
Didn't say anything? Or
no. Didn't call security or the police. Just scoped the guys out. Thought they looked a little shaky. Went up there, found her purse. Snuck it out while they were partying.
Wow.
I love her, and I'd like to believe that story, but what criminal steals a purse and then walks around with it at a party?
A fashionable criminal.
Okay.
It was Louis Vuitton, so you can't blame the guy for showing off. Access Hollywood and New York Daily News reporting that story, so good for you, Maria. Okay. Crime fighter.
Yeah.
Hayden Panettiere and Mayo Ventimiglia. I announced yesterday that their relationship was on the rocks. They would like you not to believe those rumors.
Oh, is that right?
New York Daily News reports that the couple says they're doing great. In fact, they headed off to a tropical vacation in Bora Bora for the holidays.
That'd be sweet.
And we're seen hanging out and being very lovey-dovey. So apparently things are fine with that couple.
What of the false rumors that you were reporting yesterday, Ralph,
no.
about the fact that she was flirting with people?
That's just not true, Kevin. How dare you? How dare you? However,
Lindsay Lohan
and Samantha Ronson, they are on the rocks. They're having a rough time.
Well, that dude's tough to get along with, I hear.
Huge fight on New Year's Eve in Miami. They went into a back alley behind the club to try to work things out. Talking became screaming. Screaming at some point became throwing punches.
Oh, no.
Security had to intervene after things got physical and split the two up. So, things not going well.
Well, he shouldn't hit a girl anyway.
That's true. It's really not fair. It's not a fair fight at all. And Sean Connery thinks he has a way to a happy relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yes.
I think who's happier than that guy? apparently, he thinks a severe lack of communication is what it takes to make a marriage last.
Really?
So don't talk.
He's been married for 32 years to his wife, Micheline. And he says it's successful because he can't speak her native language of French. So they don't talk all that much.
Okay.
He also admits the two are complete opposites. He thinks that helps the longevity of their relationship as well.
Do they spend any time together?
No. Well, anyone could stay married that way.
He's on the golf course 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Sean also says the back of an open hand once in a while doesn't hurt either.
Sean does not say that at all.
He said that once.
He didn't say that.
He said that in a famous interview.
That isn't good for you.
He said it's not the worst thing you can do to hit a woman once in a while to keep her in line.
He didn't say
but
that.
But he specified it has to be with an open hand.
Are you kidding?
Close your fist when you hit a woman.
He really said it?
Kevin, why don't you learn that lesson?
Wow.
Open your fist once in a while.
That's
see your
ugly.
Poor wife walking around looking
How
like
dare you.
Looking like Dorothy Lucy. Their eyes almost swollen shut.
How dare you?
What did I say? And Chase Crawford.
Private eye.
He's got a pretty good thing going.
He's on Fastlane, right? He's one of the guys on Fastlane?
He is. He's a glick on that show. No, I think he's on Gossip Girl.
Oh, that's right. I love that show.
Gossip
that's
Girl.
The
that's the best
I came back
show.
Last night.
Oh,
it's
I
so
watched
good.
It. They're all gossiping, and there were girls. Apparently, he took advantage of a waitress over the New Year's Eve holiday. He was in Miami. Was everyone partying in Miami?
Yeah, it was the place.
I wasn't there. Beautiful cocktail waitress went by carrying a tray full of champagne bottles. Knowing that she was defenseless, apparently he grabbed her face and just started making out with her. In some circles, that'd be called sexual assault.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Chase Crawford, apparently it's a good time on New Year's Eve. Speaking of Chase, Leona Lewis has announced that he is her celebrity crush. Leona Lewis has the hots for Chase Crawford. That's a good deal right there.
Wow.
She's in...
The singer from England, that chick?
Yeah. The, Bleeding Love was a big hit, right? She has a new video out called I Will Be, and he co-starred with her in that video. She said she's been dating her current boyfriend since she was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Nine?
Uh-oh. But couldn't help flirting with Chase while they were shooting together. Just couldn't help herself.
Did she say nine?
She said nine.
With her boyfriend since she was nine.
Nine. I guess they met in school, apparently.
Huh.
I'm out of time. I'm going to give you celebrity birthdays, but come back in an hour at least, if not sticking around for the whole show, because I've got the latest celebrity who's going to be in Playboy magazine.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And we'll talk about that in an hour. Today's
over or under 50? Can you at least tell us that?
Oh,
this
way
time?
Under. Way under.
Oh,
you're going to think you're going to be happy with this one.
Oh, good.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Malcolm Young of AC/DC, legendary guitarist, is 56 years old today. Rowan Atkinson, actor and comedian from England, probably best known for playing Mr. Bean, is 54. Director John Singleton is 41. And Danny Pintaro.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
From Who's the Boss? Celebrates his 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of television, our old friend Gene Simmons is in the news. Kevin, you know this is the hardest working man in show business. A guy who has billions of dollars, doesn't have to work, but never seems to rest for a moment.
Yeah, doesn't stop. He seems to be just beating us over the head with his career every 5 seconds. I don't know where he gets the energy.
Well, I don't know how the bass player for the band Kiss ended up on Nick at Night, but he has a new Nickelodeon TV show. We thought, let's get old Gene back on the phone and find out what's going on. Good morning, Mr. Simmons.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you? Lisa May.
Good morning.
Is this true, the report that we see, that you're going to be on Nick at Night?
Yes.
Well, that's a network for, like, 12-year-olds, isn't
it?
Say
what you will. Maybe it's for a certain demographic, but the matter at hand is making money. Television is a business just like anything else, and Nick at Night is a very successful network, and a lot of people tune in at nighttime to watch some of the favorite classic shows, and they wanted to spice things up with some newer programming, and Gene Simmons was there to capitalize.
Now, Gene, the report I heard, and I know this can't be true, and this is why I'm glad we're having you on to set the record straight, is that the show is going to follow a dentist and his family as they hit the open road in a toothbrush-topped dental mobile.
You hit it right on the nose. That's exactly what it's an animated show.
That can't be it.
It's an animated show. I will be voicing one of the voices along with the very talented Kevin Nealon.
Oh.
And we will be going around tending to America's oral health.
Now,
it's amazing. Speaking of oral health, I have a swab here for you.
Yeah.
Gene. That's okay, Gene. I think.
Oh, yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not a normal
swab.
It.
So,
no,
I
can speak for her.
So,
yeah. But wait, Gene, let me ask you a question.
Yes, yes.
So they asked you to play a character, or are you
I'm producing,
yourself?
Writing, and I'm also voicing a character.
Right,
on,
but is it
the
like
show.
The wacky father, or what kind of character is it?
I play, like I said, a very determined dentist that's okay. very concerned with the mouths of American people, especially yeah. the women around America.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is it's a network for 12-year-olds. I'm not sure you want to go there a lot.
Gene Simmons, although is definitely geared towards the ladies. It's natural. My sexual electricity was something I was born with. I have no control over it. I have the ability to cater to whatever audience I'm aiming at. That's what's made me so successful, both in music and in my business ventures. For instance, I'm now you've seen the success of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Yes,
on
A&E.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very,
very
successful, show.
Very popular show. Right?
Now that I have this television show on Nick at Night, I'm going to throw my sizable amount of money and power around the television industry as a whole. I'm working on one of my favorite shows, bringing back an animated version of the Brady Bunch.
Really?
What?
Yes, this is true. You should see this sometime in late 2009. I will be producing, writing, much like I am with this new Nick at Night show. I will also be voicing the role of Sam the Butcher. I will be coming along every episode and you know, delivering, making deliveries.
Sure.
Like Sam the Butcher did on the original Brady Bunch. Lisa May, speaking of deliveries, I have a delivery for you.
Man, oh, man.
It's meat?
Beef.
Wow. What are you saying it is?
What I'm
though?
Saying is I'm delivering you some beef.
Okay.
My daughter, Sophie, you've seen her on Family Jewels.
Mm-hmm. Sophie,
yes,
very
yep. beautiful
pretty.
Girl.
Sure.
She's also a very talented actress. I don't know if you know that. So I am producing, writing, and directing a remake of the very popular 1970s television show Alice.
Alice?
Do you guys remember Alice?
No,
yes.
I don't.
She was a waitress.
She was a waitress in a diner. You know, she walked around serving up pies and things. Lisa May, speaking of women serving up pies.
Yes.
Wow.
I'd like you to serve me up a pie.
That is not...
Of beef.
What does
you understand
that mean?
Me? I'm talking not
how
about a normal pie that you would eat with
one...
fruit filling. I'm talking about one that's made of a fleshy substance. Beef.
I think I...
You get it?
I get where you're going.
You
yeah,
know, Scrubs. Scrubs is a very... I hear you... There's a possibility you might be talking to Zach Braff.
Yes, that's correct. They're trying
Scrubs
to track him.
Changing yeah. networks. It's a lot of talk about them going to ABC. I will be actually making a couple appearances on the upcoming season.
Really?
You're
going to
be on Scrubs? No
that's
way.
True. It's very true.
As who?
I will be an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
I'm not going to be on every episode. I mean, let's not get crazy. I can't just saturate a show that's been successful for a long time and come on and expect to be a major player. But, you know, maybe every third episode I come along and just deliver some injections.
I see.
Lisa May.
Okay.
I've got an injection for you.
I think
really? What's it made of, Gene?
Of beef.
Beef. All right, Gene. Good luck with all of that. I don't care what you say in a non-gay
way. I love Zach Braff. Zach Braff. So what are you doing?
You realize you're annoying me.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Name one thing guys want to see more than anything in the whole wide world.
Okay, Louis, we're going to go with boobs.
Yeah!
You ever get the feeling our patients pretend to be sicker when we're around?
Oh, yeah. You know Mrs. Wilson back there? She made her spleen pretend to rupture, and then she pretended to die. Got me again there, Mrs. Wilson.
Hey, Turk, have you ever donated a body part to me? You know which one I'd want?
Thanks for the butt, player.
You better have a reason for taking my man's badonka donk donk.
I do, Carla. I'm building something.
What?
A brick house.
Then explain our guy love. That's all it is. Guy love. He's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
What are you listening to?
The Shins. You know them?
No.
You gotta hear this one song. It'll change your life, I swear.
That last clip sounds like a good movie. We ought to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be cool.
It's the zombie show of TV. It cannot be killed. Scrubs returns on a new network tonight on ABC. Two big episodes. One at 9, one at 9:30. The return of Scrubs finally on the TV. And Zach Braff, star of the show, joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Zach. Happy New Year to you, man.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you again. I'm not kidding. Your show cannot be killed, man. It doesn't matter what they do to you. You keep coming back. I'm trying to figure out what the timing was of this. Like, how did you guys find out that you were going to get picked up, moved to another network? Had you already pretty much packed up the set and started looking for other work when you got the word?
Yeah, we thought we were done. I mean, NBC was sort of over it. They made it clear that they weren't going to pick us up again. But we felt really grateful. You know, we had a 7-year run, and for a comedy these days, that's pretty lucky. And so we thought it was over. And then, Steve McPherson, who's the head of ABC, you know, a big fan of the show, said that he wanted a full season.
I don't know how many times this has happened where a successful show gets dropped by one network and picked up by another, and now you're going to continue on the storylines and everything just as if it's the same show, right?
Yeah, except this time with advertising.
Ah.
So did they want you to come back and do the show exactly as it was, or did ABC make you make a bunch of changes for their network?
No, they wanted the same show. I mean, they really love the show. I mean, there might be a couple things that are different just because it's Disney, and there's a couple of minor censorship things that are maybe a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's the same, you know, weird, wacky show.
And they forced Courtney Cox on you. They did that, right?
And we were lucky enough to have the beautiful Courtney Cox for the first three episodes of the show.
The preview for that, she looks so funny.
Yeah, she's really funny, and she gets to do a lot of stuff that, you know, people who know her haven't, you know, seen her do. So she plays this totally different character from that she played on Friends, and she's a really cool woman. She's super down to earth, and she was funny.
Yeah. Zach Braff is on the phone. We're talking about the return of Scrubs tonight on ABC. Zach, we don't know you, but, you know, we read about you, and I've seen your blog, and I know that we have kind of similar tastes. And you're probably like us, that you see shows on TV. Yours is a good example. Arrested Development is another one that comes to mind. And you can't figure out why they're not huge hits. Like, why doesn't everybody watch Scrubs? I don't understand why it ever was on the bubble or ever had any kind of problem with the ratings, because it is so consistently good.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. I don't know either. I mean, I know for a fact that we're very big we're very big on college campuses, and there's no Nielsen boxes on college campuses.
Right.
You know, Arrested Development, you know, same thing, very big in colleges and that sort of thing. And the people, you have to wonder, the people who do have Nielsen boxes and who are determining the ratings, you know, are they our audience? You know, it's hard to, I don't really understand how the whole thing works, but I agree with you. A lot of the shows that I love, when they come on the air, I know they're not going to be around long. And
yeah.
I like a show, I'm like, all right, that one's doomed.
It's almost like the kiss of death. Oh, no, I like it. No way will it last now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Zach, because one of the things that I love about your show is your character, J.D., and Donald Faison's character, Turk, and he's such a great actor. You guys have one of the great gay, non-gay relationships in TV history. And there have to be times, I know you guys are friends, but there have to be times where you are doing stuff on that show that you go, I can't believe how unbelievably gay this is.
Oh, we say that every day on the set. We're like, this is so gay, but then we start laughing. I mean, Donald and I are really like that in real life. Like, I love him so much, and we wanted to push the envelope to make our characters as close as two men can be without actually being sexually attracted to each other.
Until the end of this season, where Prop 8 gets overturned and you guys are happy.
Yeah, I would have loved that end where Turk and I end up in a domestic partnership.
That would have been great. Now, you guys also use a lot of music on the show in, you know, different creative ways, whether one of you is singing or, you know, Turk is dancing or, I mean, really, there's a lot of that kind of stuff worked in. Do you guys all enjoy doing that, or is it kind of...
You know, the cast is really multi-talented. You know, people have come from Broadway and from dancing and from singing, and so we love doing all that stuff, and we love, you know, not just the singing and dancing on the show, but, you know, Bill Lawrence has put some really great music in the show, a lot of K-Rock type music, so it's stuff that we all really like.
How many episodes have you already done for this season 8, Zach?
Oh, we're all done. They're all in the can. They're all on the shelf somewhere at Disney.
Wow. How many episodes total?
18.
Wow.
So we're talking to an unemployed man right now.
Yeah, I'm out of work. You guys
well, you can do news for us. That's about it.
You guys need an intern?
concerned.
Are you busy? I mean, of course, you're you know, Mr. Movie Star Zach Braff, of course, as well, with you know, the Last Kiss movie in the Garden State. Are you furiously typing as you get off this interview today to start working on another movie, or what's going on?
I mean, I started writing my next film, and I'm working on a whole bunch of things, because that, you know, Scrubs really was my whole life and consumed me for 8 years. So there are a whole bunch of things I want to do, and a lot of them are work, and a lot of them are normal human being things, like spending more time with my family and traveling and you know, doing a lot of things I never got a chance to do.
A lot of actors start spending time with their families and then realize it's overrated and have to figure out a way to get back to work. So I'm just saying.
I read one time that you had a long list of things like playing the drums and skydiving and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about, your bucket list of things you need to get to now?
Well, you know, I guess. I mean, I for example, I always dreamed of flying a plane, so I just got my pilot's license, and I decided I'm going to take piano lessons, and I really like to travel, and I haven't been able to do too much of that, and so there's all sorts of things like that that I'm going to get to do now, and I'm really looking forward to. I'm not stopping working. I mean, I can't wait to write and direct my next film and act in other films. But I am really enjoying this little hiatus.
Now, Scrubs was on for 7 years on NBC. Now it's on ABC for a full season. And is this it, or might it be depending on the ratings or whatever?
It's, you know, whether the show keeps going in some other incarnation, kind of like Frasier did with Cheers, I don't know.
It's it for you, though, right?
What's that?
It's it for you, though, right?
It's it for me. Yeah. I'm done. I moved out of my dressing room.
Wow.
Well, you're a quitter then.
Donald Faison, what's he going to do? There's no storyline there now.
I know. He's so sad. Well, I think you can tell we're being genuine, Zach, when we tell you how excited we were to hear the news that Scrubs is back. And we're very excited about watching both episodes tonight at 9 and 9:30 on ABC. And whenever you get that next project together, movie or whatever, you're always welcome on the Kevin and Bean Show. We always love catching up with you, dude.
Well, thank you. And you guys, thank you. You've always been so supportive of the show for its whole run. And I really thank you for that.
Thanks, Zach. Best of luck.
The party is far from over. We got a lot far to go. It's been a great night here in Times Square. You're happy to spend your New Year's Eve with us. I hope to have a healthy and a happy new year from the bottom of my heart.
They're going to put Dick down this year, aren't they? He's not going to be back.
I hope they don't put him down, but maybe a new career.
6:36 on the Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up. Why did Psycho Mike go see Hotel for Dogs and Stupid Things You've Snorted? All of that coming up in the next few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for our first check-in on the Kevin and Bean Afro Line for 2009.
This is a place where you can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. 323-520-AFRO. You love the 909.
Riverside. The 909. Home of manure and death. This town.
Maybe don't love, but Oprah, putting on the pounds, people.
Yep.
Hey, Oprah, you're so fat, and you so wack. Hey, Oprah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Oprah.
I guess she had her big confession show yesterday where she admitted that she's gained 40 pounds since, you know, she finally got all the weight off.
I'm so fat.
She's all embarrassed now and can't stand herself. But she
I'm
won't
so
stop.
Fat.
She won't stop telling her viewers how to lose weight. That's what's fascinating. You were saying earlier, why do people still keep believing Nostradamus no matter how many times he's wrong? Why do people keep tuning into Oprah and going, oh, I'm going to totally do what she says and lose weight, when clearly she has no idea what she's talking about?
I don't know.
This is a thyroid problem, Bean.
Oh, that's what they're saying now. That's right. Yeah.
I'm so fat.
There's a text-to-landline service where you can type in a message and then a computer voice reads it. And we get those from time to time.
I sent you a text-to-landline message. Oh, Lisa, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Lisa, hey, Lisa. Oh, psycho, you're so gay, you blow my gay psycho, gay psycho.
Hey. I wonder if that computer woman knows what she's saying. I'm guessing not. This is the grown-up version of one of our favorite sound bites from last year. The grown-up version.
I just love hot Cheetos. I just love them so much. They make me crazy.
I am going to pretend she's not talking about Cheetos.
Wow.
I'm having a herpes outbreak right now.
Oh.
But you never know it. Thanks, HerpaCall.
Wow. An actual commercial. That's odd.
What up, Kevin and Bing? This is Dewan. Happy New Year and Happy New Year. You need to recognize me. I'm Dewan A. Johnson. Believe that. I'm famous.
Love him more than life itself.
He's so cute.
Love this person for a completely different reason.
Hey, this is Army Comedian. I wrote a song called World War III, and it's happening right now. Watch out. There's more coming where I'm coming from. This is Army Comedian. Mad as hell and genocide everywhere right now.
What's, what's the point of that?
He has a new song, World War III.
Okay.
I'm guessing it has something to do with the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I'm pretty sure we don't want to hear it.
Okay.
And I love him. But, wow. Here's a fellow Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Ralph! Ralph! We're going to the second round of the playoffs!
Go Eagles.
Very nice.
Hey, Lisa, which freeway was that again? I got to go on that freeway. Bunch of carpet in the slow lane. Ow!
Wow. People will take anything and make it sexual.
And then, oh, like that wasn't. And then he called back.
Hey, Lisa, you know what I just realized? All that carpet in the slow lane is giving me wood in my fast lane.
Oh, he's clever. He's a very clever man.
You want us to give you his number?
No.
We could probably get it.
I'm okay.
You could have that.
I'm good.
One of us in this room.
Yes.
One of us in this room. Went to a movie called Hotel for Dogs.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Lisa. On purpose. No. And by themselves.
It does sound like me.
So the court of Kevin and Bean will open in about 10 minutes.
Guilty.
Plus a brand new Burton snowboard for you between 7 and 8 o'clock. It is, of course, the snowboarding season. And don't forget this afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, you not only win the snowboard, you win the trip. And we're talking about hotel airfare, the whole deal to Telluride, Colorado, where they have lots of snow, don't you know? It's 6:48. Ralph joins us with the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Burton Snowboard was my original radio name.
Is that right?
Back when I was on K-Snot.
K-Snot?
Yeah.
Where was that?
I was out in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I think. I was drunk most of those years. I don't really remember where I got my start, but I'm Burton Snowboard.
That's a good name.
Here's your ski update.
Let's talk about naked chicks, shall we?
All right.
For months now, we've been hearing...
I'm so fat.
No, not that one.
Oh.
We've been hearing rumors that Aubrey O'Day, former star of Danity Kane, the musical group put together by P. Diddy on that TV show.
Those chicks were hot, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
She, in particular, is hot. Mm.
Would be getting naked for the pages of Playboy. And today, the news is confirmed.
How about that?
Aubrey O'Day will be appearing the magazine's March issue.
Does anybody need that much porno?
Yes.
Reportedly, she will be earning $500,000 to pose naked for the magazine.
Wow.
Is that about as high as they pay?
That's pretty much up there, yeah.
That surprises me that it's that much.
That's a great, great thing.
It's a good choice.
That has happened. She's recently buried it all, along with her reality TV bandmates, for an anti-fur ad for PETA. And now she's going to show off her body for a much better cause. My penis.
Giant size cans.
Ralph, speaking of the Playboy celebrities, whatever happened to the Rosario Dawson issue? Did that one come out yet?
Was
that confirmed? That's the one I'm really looking forward to.
Don't believe so.
Because I love her so.
Speaking of Playboy and girls who have appeared therein, Carmen Electra has announced she's ready to take a third shot at marriage. The former wife of Dennis Rodman and Dave Navarro said she's looking forward to being married again. However, this time, she claims she's going to stay away from Vegas.
That's the problem?
Don't tie the knot in Sin City, apparently. That's not a good idea.
That's the only problem?
That's
where she got married?
The only problem. Oh. Had she married Dennis Rodman in, say, you know, Park City, Utah, they would have lasted forever.
All right.
She has such big boobs.
I don't know who she's engaged to, but...
The guy in Korn, right?
The guy in Korn.
The new guitar player for Korn?
You say so, I buy it.
Oh, the bass player?
Guitar player that replaced Brian Welch when he went to found Jesus.
Richard Marx.
Robert something. Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pymanisa.
Pymanisa.
So congratulations, Carmen Electra.
Yes, those large things in her bra.
And that guy.
And whoever that dude is.
Yeah, speaking of Robert Pattinson, the London Sun had an interesting story about the star of Twilight this week. Turns out he had two older sisters growing up.
Right.
And up to the age of 12, they used to dress him as a girl and introduce him as Claudia.
Oh, jeez.
I guess they wanted a baby sister and instead got a baby brother, so they would just
that story get out.
Dress him as a girl for most of his young life and tell people his name was Claudia.
He is awfully feminine looking, even as a man.
That's true.
Now we understand.
Now we don't want
Now it all comes into focus. He says after he survived that, he moved to a mixed school where there were both boys and girls.
Right.
And he said, I became cool and discovered hair gel.
That's not hair gel.
That's not hair gel.
Yeah.
It's something about Mary gel. That's what that is.
And this was 700 years ago? When was this?
Yeah, back in the 1500s All when right. he first became a vampire. Vince Vaughn's a good friend. You should become friends with Vince Vaughn, Kevin.
I'd like to, but...
Can you imagine those
He's
two?
Not waiting around for me.
Vince and the original Frank the Tank. New York Daily News says he flew 40 of his closest friends and family to Chicago so they could all attend the National Hockey League's Winter Classic game at Wrigley Field.
Awesome. And they play outdoors.
Yeah, they play outside in That's the bitter cool. cold. And he took 40 of his friends and family. They all got tickets. Wow. He got tickets for everyone and flew everyone together. And they all hung out and went to see the game.
That's pretty cool.
That would be a good way to spend the day with Vince Vaughn and his friends. Why aren't we friends with Vince Vaughn?
I don't know. He's not knocking down our door, I'll tell you that.
No, he's not. Demi Moore may be following in her husband's footsteps and taking a part-time job at their local high school. Apparently, Demi sees how much Ashton Kutcher loves coaching the football team at the Harvard-Westlake High School
Yeah.
in his spare time. So she has offered to be a guest teacher for their drama department. How would you like to be a high school student going to drama class? Think you're going to be breaking down the soliloquy from Macbeth, and there's Demi Moore standing in the front of the class, getting all naked.
I would have failed that class.
She's going to get naked.
Really?
I guess. I'm just guessing.
That's weird.
Yeah, that'd be good.
We never I'd had a worried teacher if that I were hot. Ashton that Demi Moore is looking for her next husband there.
That's true. She does like him young. And as I mentioned earlier today, congratulations to our pals Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell. They have welcomed twin girls into the world as of December the 28th. According to Us Magazine, the girls' names, Dolly Rebecca Rose and Charlie Tamara Tulip.
Not funny bad, just bad.
They should have called one of them Charlie Rose. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
They'd be like hosting a show and talking to celebrities on PBS. That'd be awesome.
It's interesting. I don't know if it's a new trend or not or if they're the only ones, but... That's a lot of names, because they have last names, too, so they're giving them a first name and two middle names, yeah.
To choose from, in case they don't like their first name.
Mexicans.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, you got, like, 15 names.
That's true, yeah, but usually that's from mom and dad's side, both sides, right?
How many do you have, Mike?
Huh?
How many do you have?
You're one.
You only have one?
Yeah, I'm Mike Prince.
All right.
Mike Prince?
No, I just have one name like Prince.
Oh,
Seal.
Oh, I thought your middle name was Prince. Mike Prince Catherwood.
You have a middle name you're embarrassed of?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay.
What is that? What is it? It's Dwight, isn't it?
Oh, it's Dwight. Oh, that's right. It's his dad's
Dwight.
Name.
Dwight. Sure. George Clooney and Paris Hilton a couple?
No way.
Nope.
Word on the street is...
Nope.
...that the two met at a party over the holidays. Dan Tana's at a restaurant, of course, in West Hollywood, met for Christmas, and they shared dinner. And apparently are currently dating.
That's not true.
I can't see George Clooney being amused by her for even a minute.
I'm with you.
He has options, so the answer is no.
I think this is bogus. I'm assuming they were both at some place where they were both there together, and then rumors were...
Then maybe
speculation
they said
began.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I can't see that.
There's no way.
It doesn't seem remotely possible. Not given.
Do you know
Clooney,
who Paris Hilton is?
You smug bastard.
No.
Stop playing basketball and get married like the rest of us.
Wow, it's a lot of
anger,
a lot of input there for me to absorb.
Oh!
That's what she said.
And it is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. Here's what you have to choose from. Finally, been waiting forever for Babylon AD to come out on DVD, the Vin Diesel tour de force.
Oh.
Is this the one he told us was Shakespearean?
Yes, this is Shakespearean. Yes, all of us work in Shakespearean,
yeah,
in my
he says
opinion.
That about all of it.
Bangkok Dangerous,
hey!
Nicolas Cage, stars as an assassin in Bangkok Dangerous.
What's that one called, Ralph? I'm sorry.
Bangkok Dangerous? If you don't use a condom, that can be true very often.
Oh.
I'm just saying. More of a Bangkok protector. Righteous Kill, my good friend Al Pacino and his buddy Robert De Niro. Available today on DVD.
Should I see that? I never that caught good. That one in the theater.
I don't know. It. I haven't seen it either.
It was okay.
I've got it at home. I plan to watch it this week.
It's not as good as those two coming together you would think
but
would
how
be.
How bad can they be together?
It was good.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Pineapple Express, Seth Rogen, James Franco, Gary Cole. Also available on DVD. TV series on DVD. The Tudors, Season 2. If you haven't caught up with Season 2 of The Tudors, excellent season. I recommend it highly. Secret Diary of a Call Girl, one of my favorite shows from Showtime. Season 1 available today on DVD. And Battlestar Galactica, Season 4.0. It's available as well. And I have not seen any of Season 4, so I'm looking forward to that set. Yeah,
wow.
I missed the first three. I didn't TiVo them. And it's like, I don't want to jump in now because that's one of the shows where you kind of have to follow it from episode to episode.
Yeah, this is a way better way to see it.
So I said, I'm going to hold off until I can get the box set and then just burn through them all. And then there's still Season 4.5 coming later this year. So got more of that coming on. Today's celebrity birthdays, guitarist Malcolm Young from AC/DC is 56 years old today. Actor and comedian Rowan Atkinson is 54. John Singleton turns 41 years old today. And actor Danny Pintaro from Who's the Boss turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Congratulations to Carrick Lister Juan Gomez from Upland. Apparently one of our Scandinavian listeners with us this morning. Just picked up the brand new Burton snowboard. We're giving those away all week, several times a day, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And then at the 5 o'clock hour, that's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, you not only win the snowboard, but you win the trip for two to Telluride, Colorado, so you can snowboard your ass off. All the details at KRock.com. Your chance to win this afternoon between 5 and 6.
We all have our roles here on the Kevin and Bean Show. My role, see bad movies.
Oh, yeah, and you fulfill that role well.
Lisa's role, hot, goes to plays. Bean's role, annoying, talks about stuff no one cares about. Ralph's role, angry.
That's true.
So Psycho Mike is stepping up now and trying to take my role away from me.
Bastard.
Wrong, sir. Wrong.
And I got it naturally.
By the way, Psycho Mike already has a full-time douchebag job, too. It's not like there's room for him to start expanding. That's his role, is just to be the guy that all of us and all the listeners hate.
That's true. That is your role.
Every great show has to have a heel. I'm trying to do my job. Listen, you said it very correctly. Your job is to see bad movies. I'm not trying to step up to the plate and see bad movies. I saw an awesome movie. Awesome.
Just before the holiday, mid-December, we got some kind of a calendar or an invite to a movie or something like that. And it said Hotel for Dogs. And Miss Cleo, our phone screener, said, "Do you guys know what this is about?" And I exploded. I went crazy. I was like, yeah, it's about a hotel where dogs stay.
Yep.
How good or bad could that pot? You know what that is. That's bad.
No stray gets turned away, Kevin.
Oh.
So we find out yesterday that Psycho Mike went to see Hotel for Dogs. Now, there's always that caveat of my girlfriend / wife picked, or my friend picked, I have nieces and nephews.
Of course.
And I wanted to take them, blah, blah, blah.
And you have nieces and nephews you can take.
Yes, this is true.
And who did you go with?
Well, I didn't so much go with someone.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You went by yourself?
Yeah.
Now, I go by myself to the movies all the time as well. My wife doesn't like scary movies. For example, this one that's coming out, The Unborn, looks awesome. I'll go to that by myself. But a movie like Hotel for Dogs, you got to have a reason to go. Otherwise...
Yeah. Because I wanted a little slice of heaven. That's why I went. It was awesome. It was the best movie maybe I've seen.
Shut up.
Besides Gran Torino, it's the best movie I've seen recently.
Shut up.
I'm telling you.
It wasn't the best movie you've seen.
I'm telling you, like WALL-E or Ratatouille, it's one of those movies that at first glance looks like nothing but a kid's movie.
Right.
When it comes out, you will see it's going to be praised critically. And commercially.
Right.
It's a great movie.
Right.
And it's a great movie.
Yes.
Heartwarming.
Okay.
And awesome.
Okay,
all around.
Fine.
5-star. Boom.
And it's aiming at what age, would you say? 8? 9?
I say
10
tops? It's one of those broad demographic type movies.
Sure.
That it just goes from
guys in their late 20s?
Yeah.
Really?
Obviously, it's geared more towards young kids.
You think?
But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think you would too, if you had balls enough to go see this.
Let me ask you this question, Mike, because we all of us have dogs. Every single one of us on the show have dogs. And you know how much I love mine. I have 6, right?
But I don't want to go to a movie theater and watch a movie about a bunch of dogs. I just, that has no interest. I'm not going to go see Marley and Me, and I'm not going to go see Hotel for Dogs.
But there's so many cute dogs.
Was the dogs the angle for you? Is that why you wanted to go?
Yeah, that's what drew me in. But then when I got there, it was so much more. It was so much more.
We can't get. Here's the thing about Psycho Mike that's frustrating. We can't get him to see movies that we all think he will love. Like when 300 came out.
Batman. He loves Christian Bale.
Yeah, and we told him 7,000 days in a row, dude, this movie you will love. We know you. We know your taste. You'll love it. He'll never go.
It came
out
twice.
No Country for Old Men. Couldn't get him to go see that.
Get him to go. Right. And now this comes out, and I don't even think it's out, is it?
No, January 16th. That's why I wanted to make sure that the viewing public got fair warning. Go.
There's something you're not telling us here, Mike. This can't be the one you chose to go to, especially now when times are tight, but there are so many great movies out. I guarantee you haven't seen most of the big movies that are out there right now, yet you've made time for Hotel for Dogs.
I haven't
seen Slumdog Millionaire, but you've seen Hotel for Dogs.
That's
you haven't
true.
Seen Revolutionary Road, Hotel for Dogs you've been to. What's the deal?
You finally saw Gran Torino, but after Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to play a little audio from this, just so we can kind of get a feel.
Oh, good, because maybe we're being unfair. Maybe Mike's right, and it really is great.
What a good boy!
Andy and Bruce found the perfect dog.
I'm a kind woman, okay? But we have rules, and you know them. No dogs allowed.
Now, when I'm watching TV or I see a trailer like this come on, really, I'm already out.
What?
I'm like, okay, they have dogs, they can't keep it there. What else you got?
Do you understand?
Tell
Lisa
me about
Kudrow's
movie.
Performance is going to rock your world.
No.
She, at first, seemed like she doesn't want to crack. She doesn't want to give in to how cute the dogs are. I'll tell you something.
Is she gonna...
I'll tell you something. She learns a little lesson by the end of the movie.
Really? What a surprise. Is she going to come out of the movie and come into my house to rock my world? Because that's the only way I'm going to see her. That's the only way it's going
to
happen.
Now all they need is a place for him to stay.
Don't you think he deserves a real home?
Johnny! No! Get back here!
It's just an old hotel.
Go!
Think they belong to anyone? If they did, would they be here?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh yeah, why don't we just wander the streets and rescue every stray we see?
Come on. How old are the leads that are scouring the city to try and find the dogs?
Like, yeah, junior high school age?
Yeah.
We got a stray on St. Andrews and 6th.
Come on, guys, you're being rescued.
Do you know what happens if we get caught in here?
When the secret gets out.
Uh-oh. Do you really think you could outsmart us?
I'd rather not answer that question.
Are there dog nappers?
Yeah, what are those people want?
Who are those people? Those are dog nappers?
That's the police. The police don't want little kids taking over an abandoned, dangerous hotel and bringing in every dog. There's rules against that. You know? And by the end of the movie, the police just want to know who let the dogs in.
Oh, no.
I want to punch you right in the face. I've never wanted to punch you in the face more than right now.
The chase.
Officer, would you please arrest these young felons right now?
Is on.
We're going to be in more trouble than we've ever been in. But we're going to save the dogs.
Oh, poop! Who poops on the floor?
Hotel for Dogs.
That has to be the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to say this again. If no one forced you to go to this movie, I want to punch you in the face.
I'm telling you, I went into it
reluctantly. Do you know someone?
No.
Do you know someone that worked on it and told you it was good?
No.
You have friends who think it looks good.
You know what, Kevin? Art's a reflection of life. And although there may be reflections of life that are darker, there's also reflections that are warmer.
No, don't punch him.
Oh, come
don't
on.
Punch him.
He's going to punch him in the face. He actually punched him in the face.
Sometimes it needs to happen.
I thought that was just a figure of speech.
Nope. Hit him right in the face.
I've never seen you punch anyone.
It's because of people like you. It's because of people like you
that
there's more
on
the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip is your fault.
That's my fault?
Yep.
Wow, that's ugly.
It's not your fault for seeing Hotel for Dogs?
If people
don't
around the Gaza Strip.
Don't you have that coming again on the other eye? I got another fist,
I'm
dude.
Saying.
You got another eye? I got another fist.
That if there was Hotel for Dogs in the Middle East, problem solved.
What?
You would cry tears of joy.
Okay.
Hotel for Dogs.
Wow, violence.
All right.
That's so cool.
I know. He had it coming. I warned him. Didn't I warn him?
You did, like 10 times.
Look,
I know we're supposed to move on. We got something else we need to do here. But I just want to say, Kevin, for the record, that just because you warn a guy that you're going to hit him in the face doesn't mean it's okay to hit him in the face.
Well, of course
your
it does.
Your defense seems to be, but I told you I was going to hit you in the face. But
you
I
still
did. Hit him in the face. I know. But you can't just hit a coworker in the face because he saw a movie you don't like.
Listen, did he deserve to get hit in the face?
Well, that's really for the
answer.
For the people of the state of California to decide.
Now I know that not everyone
versus Ryder.
I know that not everyone can make a decision like that. So I'm here to take that decision for you and make it because
right,
it needs. Sometimes
it
needs to be
it.
Done. I'm standing by it. Yes,
he hit you in the face, Mike.
Yeah, that's what happened. That sums it up.
You got
served. That just happened.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Oh, I'll hit all of you in the face. You got to watch me today.
I'd be worried, Dave, if Dave at King of Mexico just joined us in the studio. I'd be worried if I were you, if you'd come up with the wrong answer to Kevin's questions here. He just may come around to your side of the controls there.
No way, dude. I'm Kevin's peoples right here.
Yeah, that's true. This is my peeps. Just before we were unceremoniously sent on vacation, just after the acoustic Christmas, we didn't have time enough to talk on the air about Dave the King of Mexico and his exploits at the party after the acoustic Christmas.
After the party, what?
Because Dave is a guy who likes to party and gets bored with normal partying pretty quickly. And at some point in the night, he started, and he's told us this before, snorting vodka.
It's all good, man. We still gonna have the after party.
Now, to me, vodka, when you drink it, it gets into your system pretty quickly.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, you know, way stronger than beer or something else, and you feel it. I mean, how much of a rush can you be in that you have to snort it? And how do you snort it? You put it in a shot glass?
No, you just put it in the back of, you know, like another bottle, like a beer bottle. Just put it in the back, and then you just bring it up.
And you
snort
it?
Yeah. Put it in the back of a coffee cup.
Okay. And why?
Why not?
Because
it makes the night that much more fun.
Because you can drink it, and it gives you the desired result.
It's just a little faster when you snort
it,
right?
Yeah, you know, you're drinking. And what if you don't have mixers? Like, at that point of the night, we were just bored.
What if we don't have mixers?
We didn't have any more mixers.
So drink it straight. You don't go right to snorting.
What's the difference if you throw it down your throat or up your nose?
Doesn't it hurt?
I don't know. It seems like a huge difference.
That's the difference. Yeah. It hurts
going down your throat, too. It burns the same way.
No, it does
That's
not burn
said.
The same
All
way.
All right. So you snorted it.
Yeah.
You snorted the vodka.
Amongst other things, yeah.
Now, here's the part that we want to focus on, and then we need your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Things you've snorted. I know it sounds like snorting vodka is ridiculous, but that was only the beginning of the night for Dave.
Yeah.
Apparently, at some point later that night, Dave decided it would be funny, and you only decide this when you're drunk, to snort toothpaste.
It's all good. It's all good.
Now, I imagine you were just looking around the room and laughing your ass off and saying, what else could we put up our noses?
Exactly. The party was kind of stalling, and, you know, it was late night, and we're like, well, what else can we do? Hey, I know. This will get the party started right. You get it back on track.
Doesn't
lay it down, cut it up, snort it, man.
Doesn't toothpaste have peppermint or something in it that
would give
you a little bit of a tingle going down?
It clears your nostrils.
Would you consider it a tingle?
It's more than a tingle.
A burn, right?
Yep, a burn. Yeah. But you know what? My nose was fresh and clean. So fresh and so clean, yo.
Isn't your nose normally clean and fresh?
Yeah, but, you know, it was minty fresh now.
What else did you snort? Anything else? Because I know Dave, and he's like the human vacuum cleaner. He's just walking around trying to find something else to put up there.
Maybe a little sugar.
Snorted sugar.
Yep.
Here's the funny thing about Dave,
and then
though.
I had to clean it with water, so, you know.
Here's the funny thing about Dave, though, is that he doesn't snort anything that other people snort, like cocaine,
normal
for example.
Stuff.
Yeah, we'll touch
he doesn't
that.
Do drugs.
No. Doesn't, he won't do that.
Uh-uh.
But toothpaste, he's all good with.
But it's funny. Cocaine's not funny. Ooh, look at me, I'm cutting up cocaine. No, toothpaste.
Because why would he be doing that? That kind of thing.
Yeah, look.
I would laugh if I were drunk at that, of course. But I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
Dude, the best is
I would talk him into it.
Okay, but the best is when, you know, I did a little vodka, right?
Right.
And then I convinced Stryker to do it. But for Stryker, I gave him a lot.
Nice. Yeah, that's good when you know the burn factor.
And then the new guy, McCabe,
mm-hmm.
I go, hey, you know, welcome to acoustic. Here's what we do. Snort vodka. And I gave him a lot. And as soon as he snorted it, his eyes went from a little red to bloodshot red, like my eyes are on fire.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they were going bonkers, man. It was crazy.
His eyes were going bonkers?
They were going bonkers.
Wow.
It was awesome.
We are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Tell us what you've snorted and why. Connie writes in, when I heard this was going to be a topic I had to write, I was younger, but I used to stick Tic Tacs up my nose. They fit perfectly in my nostril, but one time I put a cinnamon Tic Tac up my nose, and then I was startled and took a quick intake of breath, and I sucked it further into my nose. It did not go down my throat. It was stuck between my nose and my throat, and the cinnamon was burning like a mofo. I was crying like a little girl, and I finally was able to tell my mom what happened. They weren't sure what to do. I ended up drinking warm water and eventually melted the Tic Tac loose.
I don't think I would have been able to tell my parents. Honestly, I just would have gone, yeah, I'm going to have to ride this out because I'm not going to go tell my dad that I put the Tic Tac up my nose.
The sugar really burns, so you want to stay away from the sugary stuff.
Okay,
so that's
good.
A good tip.
Sugar bad.
Sugar, not good.
Well,
burns.
Let's start with Christian Camarillo on line 8 because he's got a sugar story, and maybe he can tell us what's going on at his house. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you snort and why?
Well, I snorted a whole entire packet of Equal Sugar.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and why?
Was it a bet? Or a,
was it what?
Was it a bet?
Well, no, it was more of just a challenge, and I won 2 bottles of Jaeger for doing it.
Okay, yeah. So there's at least something in it for you.
Yeah, and then I was smart enough to try and snort a shot of Jaeger after I won them.
Yes, good. And how did that go?
It was actually a little better than the sugar. The sugar burnt really, really bad.
So sugar bad when you're snorting.
Yeah, okay. So I thought I'd get rid of the sugar drip from snorting a shot of Jaeger. So
I got you,
and I'm sure
I
washed it right out.
Idea.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Warning. The following show features stunts performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals.
Right.
Accordingly, MTV and the producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any stunt or activity performed on this show.
That's correct. I don't know why MTV is insisting that, but they are.
It's good advice. However, Dave is taking notes on what to snort starting tonight. Let's try Mike in L.A. He's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mike, we're talking about what you snorted.
Yeah, pixie sticks mixed with crushed up no-dos to stay away.
Pixie sticks with crushed up no-dos.
Why do you add that?
We were out of the regular chemical supply that we were used to.
Right, which is what?
Right.
Cocaine?
Something like that.
So you tried to do like a home mix with just stuff you had around the house to make it like that?
Yeah, that's pretty much where we led to at about 4 in the morning.
Would you recommend pixie sticks and no-dos?
No, actually.
You would not.
It burns more than vodka, because I did try that.
Wow. Isn't vodka awesome, though?
We did it off the back of a shot glass, and it burns. You cough, you eyes water.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Look, here's the thing about vodka. I like getting drunk. That's a good benefit for me. I don't need to have stuff burn and hurt and...
Look, sure, your nose bleeds the next day, but whatever.
But I'm saying...
That night, you're having fun.
You're already drunk by the time you get to the point where you're snorting vodka.
Exactly.
That's true. That's a good point.
That is true.
That's
you're always impaired before that idea comes up, and then you embrace it.
Wow. Let's try Carlos. He's on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Carlos, what did you snort?
I did wasabi on a dare.
That's like Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O did the same thing on Jackass. Right? Wasabi, man. I don't dig the sensation of wasabi when you eat it.
I've done it before Steve-O did. And when I saw Steve-O did it, I said, been there, I've done that.
Yeah, dude.
Wouldn't touch wasabi.
I didn't have to pay for my meal after I did it.
So you got a meal out of it.
I got a meal out of it from the chef from the restaurant. He dared me to do it. I did it. Didn't have to pay for my meal.
That's walked a chef at a restaurant I could get along with.
Yeah.
Making bets with the people that come in.
$100 tab, and I walked away free.
I think I would do it for free meal.
You would do it for nothing.
I just sit in my house just piling all the narcotics into my body that I possibly can.
All right, good. I didn't think that was that one. All right. thank you for calling. Let's go to Jack in Santa Monica. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Kevin. What's going on?
So you snorted what?
Copenhagen snuff.
No!
Chewing, dude,
chewing
snuff.
Tobacco?
Yeah, it's my friend up in Abbotsford, he told me that it's snuff, it's cut up fine, it's made for it, it'll be all good. I've chewed before, nothing big, chew unsmoked tobacco's
right.
Not too bad.
Right.
Yeah, this was
snuff
terrible.
Is made for snorting. Snuff is made for snorting. Now, did you snorted chewing tobacco? You snorted dip.
it's chewing tobacco. It's Copenhagen snuff.
No, snuff,
snuff
is made for snorting. Chewing Copenhagen is chewing tobacco for putting in your lips and sucking.
No, I've never seen anybody who buys Copenhagen snuff put it up their nose.
I agree. Okay, never mind.
All right. All right, listen. Go back and do it the right way and then call us and let us know how that goes. All right, stuff that you snorted, we have the lines are full, but 1-800-520-1067. If you want to call, we'll try to get to you in the next break. We do a lot of phone-in topics here on the program where we throw something out and then we say if you've had experience with it, call in. And we get varying degrees of success, you know. Sometimes it's only two or three calls. Sometimes it's endless and we could take them all day long. I'm happy to pronounce that we could take you snorted stuff for a week straight. We got that many calls.
We're in danger of overloading the Los Angeles phone system today. It started because we found out that Dave the King of Mexico in an Acoustic Christmas after party not only snorted vodka, which he's done many times before, but he ended up snorting toothpaste and whatever else he could find in the room. And that kind of got us into an off-air discussion that has now tumbled onto the air. And some of you people – well, let's start with Tiffany and Irvine. While we're talking about something I would never think to snort, Tiff, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you do?
I snorted all the powder at the end or the bottom of a Flaming Hot Cheetos bag.
No. Now, I've been known to wet my fingers and roll around in the bottom of that bag to make sure to get every last delicious hot Cheeto drop, but why would you put it up your nose?
Drunken idea between girls against guys who could handle more pain, and I went head up with a guy who said he would do it, and he said, ladies first. I did it. I cried. And he wouldn't follow.
Yeah, you kicked his ass.
I love you.
You're the perfect woman. Snorted hot Cheetos. Wow.
Well, she loves hot Cheetos. She loves them so much.
They make her crazy. Thanks for the call.
Let's talk to Carl in Mission Viejo on line 8. This is one that I don't get, wouldn't have thought of. Hey, Carl, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey there, guys. Well, it is Mission Viejo. As you know, we get a little bored out here. And, sure. It's a healthy alternative to some of the pharmaceuticals that are going around. Vitamin C, actually.
Crushed up vitamin C?
Yeah, healthy buzz, man. Yep.
Well, I did the emergency. Does that count?
No, this was actually, you know, we back in the day we were crushing the tablets up. But,
right.
You can actually take a capsule now and just open it up and chop it up.
What's the point of that? I mean, what is it? Does it feel good?
Know,
or?
When
he said
all
it felt
the seeds
good.
And stems and the resin's gone. You got to do something, right?
Right, you know? But you're saying not only did you have to do it, but you enjoyed it. It gave you a buzz.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my buddies and I would sit around and snort vitamin C. You know.
All right. Good times. Thank you for the call. This is probably the point where we should say, don't try this at home.
Yeah, seriously.
But,
or if you do, call us.
Right. Either way. Let's see here. Let's go to Mike in Van Nuys. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you snort?
I've snorted a few things. I started with aspirin once, and that was a bad idea.
Aspirin? Oh. Why aspirin?
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea.
No, but you were doing it to get high, or you were doing it to lose a headache, or what was your...
I think I had a headache at the time, and somebody was like, why don't you just snort it, and I thought we could chop it up with a school ID, and it wasn't.
Didn't work out as well as you hoped?
When I was in college, we were snorting every type of alcohol we could find.
Right.
if you snort vodka, actually, it's called a Chili Willy.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have friends that have snorted Everclear. That was bad. On the Super Bowl, I snorted Sailor Jerry. I made a bet if
Is that a person?
And that's like 100 proof. That was the worst.
That's some good rum.
I think you could give yourself brain damage snorting stuff like
that. No, don't be crazy, Lisa.
Listen to Mike. I think that's
obvious.
Don't
be crazy.
Well, it's just like drinking it. So, I mean, it wouldn't affect you.
Yeah, goes the same place.
Really? It's just... Faster. Gets you quicker. Just
I think it would get into your blood system.
Membranes
faster.
Are a little more sensitive and porous, yeah, in the nose.
Dude.
Word.
All right, let's try, I can't imagine it's pronounced 90, but I'm going to guess. 90 in Anaheim on line 6. We're also getting some emails about this. I'm not familiar with this one, but is it 90?
Nady.
Nady. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you snort?
The George Lucas candy.
George Lucas candy?
I don't know what that is.
What kind of candy is that?
It's the Mexican candy from, like, back in the day they stopped selling it over here because apparently there was lead in there or something like that.
They do still sell it in some 7-Elevens, but it doesn't have anything to do with George Lucas. It's just called Lucas, right?
It's called the Lucas.
Oh, the lemon lime packets?
Yeah.
Yes, lemon lime and chili.
Those are
chili
so
juice.
Good.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
And she snorted
it. Oh, man, that must burn.
Yeah, it did burn a little bit.
That seems to be a a theme.
That's the thing, is that there's nothing, it doesn't sound fun to me, but I'm sure if I was drunk it would be different. But it sounds like everything you snort ends up bad.
Yeah, this does sound like we might as well take a phone-in topic on what did you hit yourself in the head with? Because after everyone, you go, well, I hit myself with a tire iron, guys. It sure hurt. And then we go to the next guy. Yeah, I beat myself up with some boots. That didn't feel good. I
sure like, never do that again. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ruben in Los Angeles. Good morning, Ruben.
Hey, morning, Kevin Bean. How's it going? Lisa May.
Good morning.
So far, everything that we've talked about has been something that you would ingest anyway. Whether you drink alcohol or you take a pill, it's been something that's made to go inside your body up until now.
Uh-huh.
What Except did you snort, Ruben?
I snorted sawdust in wood shop class when I was in high school.
Sawdust?
Yes.
And it was one of those, you couldn't have been drunk, most likely, but it was a dare from other guys?
Pretty much, yeah. We're seeing who was the most idiot one out of us. And
you win.
We were pretty much bored, so
yeah,
I did it.
How did it feel?
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
Yeah. Turns out sawdust not made for your nose.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah. Okay, thanks for the call.
Got an email from a guy named Oscar. He and his wife, busy, on the run, often ate lunch on the way to school. One time they snorted Parmesan cheese.
Why?
Who knows? Why?
You said snort? Often on the run, like you're late.
Like they had spaghetti, but no time to put the cheese on it, so they just snorted it.
Those are busy people.
Those are people in a rush
without much time.
Let's go to Luis. Luis in Garden Grove. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I snorted the insides of Prozac.
A Prozac tablet or whatever, you crushed it up?
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
Well, I was addicted to Coke, and I was, like, really depressed at that time, and they prescribed me that. And that was the closest thing I came to cocaine.
The doctors told you that if you want to get off cocaine, you should snort Prozac?
No, because I was depressed also, and they gave me that.
No, they put him on Prozac.
Oh, I see.
He's supposed and to take it, but he's like, let's up the ante.
I see. I got it. Okay, so you would recommend it?
No.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
See, Kevin, all these people can't be wrong. You should try it.
But every one of them is saying it didn't feel good or it was a bad idea or I don't recommend it, Dave.
We have asked every single person about the result. It always burns. It always hurts.
You should try it. Right. I got some vodka here, dude.
I'm not drunk. I would do anything when I'm drunk. You know that. But I'm not drunk now.
Yeah. That seems like a bad idea. About out of time, but we've got everything from Pop Rocks to Ajax on the line.
Let's talk to Marcos really quickly. Marcos?
Yes, morning, guys. It's Marcos.
In Whittier, snorted Ajax.
Yeah, I was in high school. We went to school trying to get some weed, and they told a friend's brother told us if we snorted Ajax, it would get us high.
Wow.
we ran home and snorted Ajax, and about 10 minutes later, we were speeding up Blue Loogies.
Oh. Nice.
Blue Loogies, by the way.
Blue Loogies is a good band. All right, good times. Nice work. So we're saying don't do any of this is what we're saying.
Although Dave has taken copious notes, and next after party, believe me, he's going to be the guy with the Ajax.
Yeah. Oh, no. Unfortunately. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 751.
By the way, Ralph, ahead of your showbiz beat here, good news for you.
Yeah.
Your friend Joey Vento on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow. I know you love him from Philadelphia.
The best. Owner and proprietor of Gino's Steaks down there in South Philly.
By the way.
And a little bit of controversy after his float in the Mummers Parade this year, so he'll tell us about why he's got all the immigrants pissed off again.
he and the minorities don't get along.
Can I tell you something that's better news than that? Odette Yustman.
Ah! Yay!
In studio on Thursday. She's the lead in...
Oh, I'm so happy! This is the best day of my life!
She's in Yes Man, the new movie, right?
No. She actually is in The Unborn.
Oh.
That one looks freaky.
Why do they call it Yes Man if she's not in it then?
I don't know.
Yustman,
I think.
All of that coming up. Jean-Sébastien Jaguar, also Petros Papadakis, and so much more ahead this week on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for us for a Tuesday morning at 7:52.
Quick email before I get to the showbiz news. Dear Ralph, I've been a fan of yours and The Kevin and Bean Show for about 15 years now. More importantly, I've been a football fan practically my whole life. But I've been a man without a team also for my entire life.
completely unable to dedicate myself that much to one team. It wasn't until lately that I've noticed a void in my viewing, and I realized it would be good to have a team to live and die with. After driving my wife mad with analysis and statistics and looking up cities and players, I ultimately have decided...
No? Sorry.
To stick with the Eagles for life!
Wow!
Really?
Great team, great city with a rich history. My concern is that I don't want to be considered a bandwagoner now that they've made it to the playoffs. Since you are the official L.A. connection to everything Philadelphia, I would like your blessing on my decision. Ralph, thanks a lot for reading my email, and I anxiously await your approval. Drew Bernard, listener Drew. Thank you, Drew. You are more than welcome, sir. Welcome to the Eagles Nation. We're happy to have you. We have a large tent.
You're officially a bandwagon fan, but if you stick with them...
I'm aboard the Eagles bandwagon. We got a big tent. We got a big tent in our pants. Big game against the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe your toughest
big game.
Can we talk to Eli? Can we line him up for this week?
I'd love to hear what his plan is against the Eagles.
Yeah,
Giants by 14.
What?
Back to you.
14. You're high.
I'm just trying to
bite. Spread's like 4.
I smell a wager.
I do too. Good news. Another reality show on television.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Finally.
This one's called NASCAR Wives.
Nope.
Yeah. A reality show tracking the lives of the spouses of NASCAR drivers.
Yes, it is.
This is insane.
But they're all hot, right?
Yes.
So
if
there you
go. They're the second wives, they are.
They are for the most part. NASCAR wives are pretty hot. But still,
okay, so
I don't. No, you're not.
I am.
No,
are they hot? You don't talk about.
It's not a calendar.
Are they hot?
It's a TV show. They're going to be talking.
And they're going to be talking about racing, too, by the way, Kevin.
You're get nervous every time Billy Joe Steve Bob climbs into that death machine.
Exactly.
That'd be sweet.
Just saying.
If it was NASCAR Wife speed bumps, then I'd watch.
Oh.
Sounds
freaking
awful.
NASCAR with their freaking NASCAR wives.
You guys catch any of True Beauty last night, the new reality show?
No, I went to bed, so I T-voted. I cannot wait.
I can't wait
for True Beauty.
You've never seen 16 contestants that you hate more than these people who all believe they're the most beautiful person in America. Look, I know I'm hot. I don't need anyone else to tell me how great looking I am.
And then they put them through hell. They put them through torture.
And the twist is they're not judging them by their looks or what's
they don't know that.
They're judging them for their inner beauty, right.
But the judges are watching via hidden camera and giving them marks for how they behave and what their personality is like versus what they look like.
If they had any balls, they would allow them to kick everyone off and not have a winner.
I mean, really. That's how it should end.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Isn't this a Tyra Banks show, though?
Oh. I think she and Ashton are behind it, I think.
Out.
Oh, it's from the Daring Minds?
Daring Minds of Ashton and Tyra?
Yeah. But boy, will you hate these people, Ralph.
And she's the one who's looking for inner beauty, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Cheryl Teagues is on it, I think.
That went south.
She's one of the judges.
She's one of the judges. She's got inner beauty.
So is Vanessa Minnello, by the way.
Oh.
What?
Are you bad, America?
That's good on every possible level.
Except for Tyra's involvement.
But she's not on the show.
You don't see her.
Her ugliness is controlling it, though.
I got to check it out. Yeah. Speaking of inner beauty, Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane. She's going to be showing off her inner beauty in Playboy in March. It's official. It's been rumored for some time that she was going to pose nude for the pages of Playboy. And today, the news was finally confirmed, along with the fact that, according to stories, she is earning $500,000 to take her clothes off for the magazine.
I can't picture her.
Here's a tiny little thumbnail picture of her in the story. I'm gonna see her next.
Okay.
She looks a lot like my wife. My wife was really trashy.
If your wife was a slutty whore, yeah, it would look a lot like her.
Excellent.
This is a photo here of Aubrey on a stripper pole. So she's got the right sensibility.
Got the right moves.
God bless her. Thanks to Mr. Skin for that story, by the way. That's a great website, Mr. Skin. Not only do they feature all the great skin shots from movies and TV, but they have great chick news all the time, which is pretty spectacular. Oprah Winfrey is already trying to weasel her way into the good graces of Barack Obama.
What a surprise.
Apparently, she has been constantly contacting Barack with advice on what kind of puppy to get his little girls.
Oh.
See how she works her angles? See what she's got going on there?
What?
apparently she has advised the president-elect that it would be a good choice to either get a Cocker Spaniel.
Like she has.
Like she has.
It's my daughter.
Shut up. Or a Bichon Frise.
Good one, fatty.
Which Oprah says might be a better choice due to little Malia's allergies. Apparently one of his kids is allergic.
I'm so fat.
The Bichon Frise, she's...
You're fat.
You think the people around Obama, you know, they're like, oh, dear God, Oprah's on the phone again.
I got to imagine.
She's talking about puppies.
Tell her to stop calling.
Look, I got the votes out of her I needed. Can't we just cut her loose now?
I'm so fat.
Oh, she's got more dog ideas.
I think Oprah is like Diddy in that she believes that she's solely responsible for that man getting elected. Like, somehow she's the one who pulled the strings to make that happen.
Yeah, I agree. And she's not letting go of those coattails either, by the way.
That's right.
Oprah added that a poodle's also a good choice for a family where there's dog allergies involved. However, the Bichon Frise makes better eating.
What?
Yeah.
She said that?
Yeah. Sometimes she eats her dogs.
Oh, what's the word? Fat.
Does my butt look big?
Little Lohan.
And Samantha Ronson. Whew, things are not looking good for this couple.
No.
Huge fight on New Year's Eve at a Miami nightclub.
Have you seen the picture? That dude does not look happy.
He's she. Samantha Ronson is a female.
Not the picture I saw at KRock.com.
The two were fighting at a nightclub, and they decided to go into the back alley to talk it out. According to onlookers, talking became screaming. Screaming eventually became punching.
Oh, no.
The young ladies had to be physically restrained and separated when security had to intervene and break the two up. So
that's not good.
You know, once the first punch is thrown in my relationship, I'm out.
Yeah,
that's the
pretty
end.
Much.
Once the first punch is thrown. By either
really, no matter who throws it, Ralph,
no matter
that's
who
the
throws
end for you?
That's the okay. end. I had a girl once beat the snot out of me on my birthday. Did I ever tell you that
story? On your birthday?
On my birthday, yeah.
Here's what you get. You like it.
Went to my birthday party with some friends at a restaurant. And when we got back to my house, she was furious because she didn't think I behaved properly towards her during my party. And she had a load on and she started just to unleash on me.
Wow.
Just haymakers. Just dropping... Just bows to the dome. And I can't fight back because she's a chick.
Right.
So I got beat up. And then I said, you know, you're going to have to leave. And then she refused to leave.
So you left.
No, I'm going to leave my own house.
Oh, all right.
So that, how do you go to bed at night? No, and there's a violent woman in the house.
Yeah, you can't leave because you know she'll just start smashing up your
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Did you kill her?
That's bad.
So I killed her. Yes, that's what I did.
That's what
I
Mike would her. Do. Then yeah. bleach the bones.
And I'm thinking, I can't sleep because I'm thinking she's going to grab a steak knife in the middle of the night and come in and it's going to be lights out for me.
Right. Lorena Bobbitt all over again.
So it's just tossing and turning all night.
That's not a good story.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That was the end of that relationship.
Wow.
I've seen women do some very nutty stuff. Illogical things that a man would never do.
Shut up.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Malcolm Young of AC/DC is 56 years old today. Good guitarist, Mike.
Yes.
Your opinion? Good rock and roll guitarist.
Yes.
He's no Angus.
No. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, and other hilarious TV shows. You ever see the Blackadder TV series he did for BBC? Very, very funny. 54 years old. John Singleton is 41 years old, and Danny Pintaro from Who's the Boss turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I love the showbiz.
All right, let's talk about hookers, because that's what this show has been missing for today, I think. We've covered a lot of other ground. One of our employees has been hit in the face by another employee. That already happened today. We talked about...
allegedly.
Snorting hot Cheetos. We took care of that. But we haven't talked about the hookers yet today. Ralph did a great showbiz story yesterday about the woman who was working for the prostitution agency that ultimately ended up bringing down the governor of New York. Elliot Spitzer, remember, was dating one of the girls from there, and that's what cost him the governorship.
And this woman's like the madam. She ran the place.
Right.
Yeah, and she just did a big interview where they talked to her about celebrities. And if celebrities were hookers, what kind of money could they command with her clients at her agency? And it was shocking to me. A, how much money some of these people are, and B, the types of people that draw the most money versus what I would have expected. Like why is Katie Holmes one of the biggest girls that she could work at her agency for?
She says she'd be very popular because she has that all-American college girl look. She would be super popular. She thinks that she could get about $3,000 an hour for her with like a minimum of 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
I can't. I mean, unless that comes with a ride on the Concorde to Paris and back, I'm not paying $3,000 an hour for Katie Holmes.
Angelina Jolie would be my top girl. I would call it my number one. I would put her at $2,000 an hour, and that was a 4-hour guarantee for sure. Then she starts talking about other celebrities like Britney Spears.
She could get $1,000 for her. If it was before she went crazy, $2,000 for her.
she was hotter back then. This is if they weren't celebrities?
Well, no, I think if they became hookers now.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I think Lisa's right. No, I think it might be before. Their look, like, how much could you get for a girl who looks like Lindsay Lohan, for instance, I think is what they're asking.
And she says really, really good because she's cute. She has freckles. She could get $1,800 an hour. Who are these people that pay $1,800 an hour?
I don't know. It's crazy to me. The one name that really stood out, though, and the one that we started talking about yesterday was Sarah Palin. She said, this is what the madam says, I wouldn't have any market for her. She couldn't work for me. She's cute, but not for my kind of clients. There are escort agencies that specialize in specific kinds of demographics. She could work for a cheaper agency, maybe a $300 an hour type agency. I would call her a mid-range escort type.
Well, part of it's her age, I'm sure.
Because she's a
She's
gilf?
Talking about demographics, yeah. I mean, she's in her
50s?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And she's a grandma. Well, let's find out, because we have the governor of Alaska on the phone with us right now. Sarah Palin joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see what she says about this controversial assessment. Good morning, Governor.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Kevin and Bean?
Good. It's been a while since we've heard your voice.
Oh,
not a bad thing.
It's been a long time for me also before hearing your voices as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. What about this woman who's named Kristen Davis, nothing to do with the actress on Sex and the City? Her name is Kristen Davis. She says that you could not work for her as an escort. You just don't have the right look for her kind of client.
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez. I don't even know how to respond to something like that there.
Well, how do you think you would be as a hooker?
Oh, I think I'd be an excellent whore. I think I'd be a terrific whore, because I'm a maverick, first of all.
Right.
And I don't play by the rules that the other whores would want me to.
Okay.
So I would be I'd be a whore working for you.
I don't know what that
outside
means.
Outside of the box whore. That's what I would be.
Well, I don't think that's the kind of whore we're looking for.
I'd be a maverick whore. And I think once you saw the qualifications I had to bring to the office of whore...
It's not an elected office.
I think that I would be getting a lot of money as a hooker.
Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Katie Holmes, Angelina Jolie, you know, $1,500, $2,000 an hour. She says for you about $200 an hour.
That's just, that's crazy talk. That's what that is.
What are these qualifications that you have that maybe Miss Davis is unaware of, Governor?
If I were to get together with a fella...
Right.
And I started giving him the funky chicken.
Right.
Oh, he'd never forget it.
Would you speak?
Oh, of course I would. I'd have to say, hey, do you want to do the glazed donut? And he'd have to tell me, and I'd have to be able to say, okay.
How do you know about the glazed donut?
Oh, hell's bells. I am out there just being a crazy gal sometimes up here in Washington. Where am I?
Alaska.
Sure. If I take, you know, if I get on the Casbah train to Tuna Town, then all bets are off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, do you feel, I hate to get personal here, Governor, since we're on the topic, or do you still feel sexually vital and exciting, even though you are now a grandmother?
Oh, absolutely. I have never been more horny, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Sometimes Todd and I just get on the back of the snowmobile, and I say, oh, let's play Mountie.
Yeah. And you guys go crazy?
Oh, we go crazy. We do the Pocket Hercules.
Wait a minute. You do the Pocket Hercules?
Oh, sure. And then next thing you know, it's Piddle Ticklewicks.
I don't know what that is.
Or Pickle Tick. I can't even say that one.
Yeah.
It's so naughty.
Oh, that's too bad. Wow, you have more on the ball than I thought.
And I just, what a whore I could be. I would like to be your whore if you'd give me the pleasure of letting me be your whore.
Well, no, we're just talking about the list.
Vote for me for whore in 2012.
You're not running for office of whore.
Oh, I'd love to be the U.S. whore.
I'd love for that to happen as well.
You'd like to do anything just to get out of Alaska, it sounds like, Governor.
I just, throw a dog a bone, for God's sake. Get me out of here and just let me do the growling badger for you.
I thought that was illegal in the lower 48.
No, it's only here in Alaska. They put you in the in the hoosegow for that kind of behavior.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I've been turned around then.
All right.
The growling badger makes it sound like I would hire you.
Let's do some dirty work at the crossroads.
Okay. Last hour we were talking about people who snort stuff because Dave the King of Mexico, after the Acoustic Christmas shows in mid-December, was having a party and snorted vodka. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. He's done that before. And then he snorted toothpaste. Right. That's the kind of decision that can only get made when you're under the influence.
Yeah.
But
right.
But then we took calls last hour from people and the things that they've snorted. And thank God this audience has a lot of experience with snorting.
You know, what we never mentioned, one of the all-time great snorting incidents in history was Ozzy Osbourne, who snorted ants. I was surprised we didn't hear anybody who had something like along those, you know, snorted ladybugs or something like that. It seems like there's a lot of stuff.
We had sawdust, and we had Ajax.
Yeah,
we sure did.
That seems bad.
But here's what's awesome about our show, is that we read a story like this, and we go, wow, I wish we knew somebody who we could get to snort lots of stuff so we could see what it's like. And then we think, oh, beer mug.
Yeah.
Just for that purpose, ladies and gentlemen.
Then we see beer mug walking down the hall. We go, hey, we got something for you to do. Come on in.
Now, normally,
come snort.
Normally, I don't take things in through my nasal cavity, whether it be substances or, you know,
right.
objects. But for the sake of good radio.
That's what we're
doing.
Yeah,
you're the man.
Although, over all the years you've been working with Jed the Fish, you're pretty much used to snorting stuff in this room anyway. So what has Dave prepared for you to snort here this morning, Mug?
Well, Dave, what do you got?
Kevin, I got Grey Goose vodka.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. That's from the Dave Sanchez personal stash in the office.
I got Flaming Hot Cheetos that I crushed up to a fine grade.
By the way, we had a girl call last hour who did that. She did.
What'd she say?
She felt great.
Loved it. Best thing she ever did.
Yep.
I got the Gringo Bandito hot sauce from Dexter Holland.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Can't even imagine what that would be like.
I got Red Bull.
Okay.
Hmm.
Gives your nose wings.
Yes. Crest toothpaste, cinnamon flavor.
Cinnamon.
Oh.
Awesome.
And, of course, Fun Dip.
Fun Dip!
Is this all kosher?
By the way,
that's a good question.
Lysol.
Clean it all up. We have Lysol disinfectant spray so that it can clean his nose after all of this.
So whatever you guys want to do.
Well, I think let's start with vodka because that's the one that got us into this topic. So how do you do it? You pour it into the cap?
Yep.
Okay.
So you've never
Dave
done
seems
this,
to be a pro
huh?
at this. No, you guys know I like to take all my substances orally.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Right. You know that
that's
about
what she said.
Yeah.
What she said.
So I created a little line for mugs.
Okay.
Here before it. Sips in
there it is.
Yeah.
Who would do something like that?
Here goes. Here goes.
Whoa! Oh my God! You feel the impact of the vodka right when it goes in your nose.
Wow! Doug Kriegel has joined us.
Oh, that did not look fun.
Let's
do some more. Come on, this is fun. Let's do some more.
Okay, what else do we have?
We have hot Cheetos, toothpaste, Gringo Bandito.
Let's do the. Let's do the toothpaste. Let's go to
beer
that.
Mug, does it burn just in the nose or in the back of your head or
totally
what?
Like the inside of my nose is on fire.
Right. Maybe you should do the other nostril with the vodka just to even it out. Yeah. It'll probably feel better.
Well, Dave is chopping up the toothpaste. I don't know if that's going to help.
Let's do that. Gel.
Okay.
Ugh. This is gel. A little rough.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I don't think the other would be better.
All right. Let's see how it goes.
You had that up with his driver's license.
Cinnamon toothpaste. Here it goes.
Oh, dear.
He's snorting toothpaste.
Don't do all of it. Oh, dude.
He can't get it off the table, Doc. He's like,
it's kind of hard. Yeah. It's a little thick.
That's what she said. It doesn't lift.
Doesn't lift well. Then we should go
she
for
said
the.
All these things.
We should go for the powder. How about some hot Cheetos?
Oh, yeah. Hot Cheeto powder.
Well, I got to warn you guys. When I snort hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
Oh, very nice.
Do you just love hot Cheetos?
I just love them.
Sounds pretty outrageous.
All right. So Dave,
he's cutting up some hot Cheeto.
Miss Cleo was in the phone op room, and she was pre-crushing them.
Yeah.
So Dave,
with her boobs.
Yeah, yeah. All right, hot Cheetos. I think I'm going to go with the toothpaste nostril since the vodka nostril is still burning.
Is it still burning?
Yeah. Here we go.
He can't really get it off the tabletop. Pick it up and put it in your
pretty
nose.
Pretty chunky.
Dude, he did a good job.
He's trying.
He did a good job.
It's not for a lack of trying.
No, dude, that's gone.
For some reason, these Flamin' Hot Cheetos taste like Cheerios in my nostrils.
Well, that doesn't seem good.
No.
How about the Big Wing Chew? Or what is
now,
that?
The advantage of snorting the Cheetos over eating them is you don't end up with the booty burning like you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what does burn?
And you don't get red fingers.
You have a red nose. I can tell you that. It's all over your nose.
Oh, boy.
I'd like to introduce you to a young man named Charles Barkley.
Now, Dave is chopping up the fun dip.
Okay.
I think we've gone with grape flavor.
Honestly, wipe off your nose. It's starting to gross me out.
Do you have a tissue?
We need Kevin. You guys.
Here, give me that piece of paper. Here we go.
All right, good.
All right. Better?
No.
Oh, wow, that's ugly.
All right, grape fun dip. Here goes.
Grape fun dip. Try this at home or don't try this at home?
If you're bored. Don't try it.
Don't try it. How's the fun dip?
We are videotaping this for KRock.com.
Dude, he's got a shop back in there.
Yeah, he does. He's pretty impressive.
That tingles the back of the throat a little bit.
Okay.
Now, I want to say to everybody, you know, kids, don't try this at home.
You are a professional.
I once knew a guy, and this is why I'm against snorting things. I once knew a guy who actually did so much yay that he had to have skin removed off of his buttock and replaced the hole in his nose.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like fun.
All right.
What's the grand finale here, King of Mexico? What do you got for Dave?
I think it would be the Gringo Bandito, don't you?
Gringo Bandito.
Oh, okay. Hot sauce.
You guys remember when I chugged this at Cinco de Drinco?
That's right.
Oh, sure.
Last year.
Oh, that's chunky.
Oh, God. This is not going to be pretty.
Oh, it's going to be very pretty.
So far, the vodka's the worst.
So far, the vodka has been the worst.
I was surprised at how easy the hot Cheetos went down. I thought that was going to be a tough one for you.
Yeah, that was a chunky one, too.
Here goes Dexter Holland's Gringo Bandito.
Mug is lucky he has such a big nose. It's a powerful delivery system.
Here we go. Do I do two?
No.
Yes, keep going.
Keep going.
Come on, let's go.
No reversals. No reversals. Come on, Mug. You can do it. Snort!
Whoa.
Snort! Suck it on!
That's what she said.
I think I got the effects of the hot sauce.
And how's that working out for you? Good?
No, it's not.
I love this job.
Sometimes it's fun to come into work.
Yeah.
What about the people?
Now, what about the Lysol chaser?
To clean it up.
Lysol.
Are you kidding me?
Lysol chaser. Here's what I want you to do. Cover your eyes and start snorting, and he'll spray it right up your nose.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't be a bitch.
Hit me.
I am not going to be the one to kill him. I am not going to be the one to kill him.
No Lysol.
Michael, do it.
Michael, do it.
Oh, God.
Cover your eyes and then close your mouth. Okay, now snort. Okay, ready?
No!
How's that?
Linen-y fresh.
You are not a smart man.
Wow.
That's what I know about you.
Oh, now it's his fault.
It's always his fault. It's amazing what we can get him to do.
Wait, the tape wasn't rolling. We got to do it again.
What won't you do to employees today, Kevin? You hit one guy in the face, another guy you made snort Lysol. What's going on here today?
That's a good point.
This is a good day. That's what's going on here.
All right, we're running out of show for a Tuesday morning, but we have saved one of the best things we have for last. And if you want to call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We have a great collector set of seasons 1 through 6 on DVD of Fox's TV show known as 24. How about that? Along with the special Redemption movie that just re-aired again over this weekend, preparing for the new season 7 of 24 this weekend. Also, a Jack Bauer bomber jacket. All of that presented in a special briefcase, and that's the prize at 1-800-520-1067. And I hear we have a special guest to help us do the prize giveaway today.
We do. Jack Nicholson is in the studio with us.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Thanks for helping us out today with this. We appreciate it.
Well, I had nothing better to do.
Well,
although Dennis Hopper and I were in my house snorting nitroglycerin.
Is that right?
Now, you have not appeared on 24, but you are a fan of the show. Is that why you're here?
Nope. Never seen the program, but I understand it's excellent.
Yeah, it is.
What brings you by? What's the involvement that you have, Mr. Nicholson?
I'm here for the first annual Kevin and Bean Jack-Off.
Oh. Which is?
The competition.
Yeah.
Where people will compete. For this prize you're giving away.
Oh, for the 20... Oh, I see. Jack Bauer.
All the questions have Jack in the answer.
Oh, I see. So it's like a bake-off.
And so you fellas asked me to come and host for you.
Okay. I was afraid. That's not what I was thinking this game was going to be at all when I heard the title. But
no,
that's
it's a competition, the answer being Jack.
Okay.
It's
not
first annual Canada Bean Jack-Off.
Jack.
Jack.
So every answer has Jack in it. Because Jack Bauer, I think we've explained it.
Jack Bauer is the lead character of the
Wait,
show.
Wait, what if people don't get it, Kevin? Maybe you should tell them again.
Let's start with Steve in Anaheim. Steve is an electrician. Good morning, Steve.
Mario, what's going on, Kevin Bean? Lisa, how you doing?
Good.
What about Mr. Nicholson?
What's up, Mr. Nicholson?
How well, you aren't you the spunky one at this time of the hour?
Oh, yeah. So what's up?
Yeah.
All Here's right. your Mr. question.
Going to read question number one. It has Jack in the answer. Good luck.
This nectar of the whiskey gods was made in Lynchburg, Tennessee, first in 1866.
He used the word whiskey. I don't know if maybe that would bring anything to mind.
This
or...
nectar of the whiskey gods was first made.
Jack Daniels.
There you go.
Woo! Yeah, a little more of that, a little less crack for you, son.
All right, you hang on, Steve. You are in the drawing. At the end, we'll find out who wins the 24 prize package. Who's our next contestant?
Let's go to Brian in Los Angeles, a UCLA student. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good.
Brian, this pirate has survived the curse of the Black Pearl, found the dead man's chest, and has been at the world's end.
Captain Jack?
Yes. We were looking for first and last name, and Captain's not first, technically, but do you know his last name?
Well, it's not a very popular film series. I can understand why you wouldn't know his name.
I could tell you it's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead and give it to you, but the answer we're looking for was Jack Sparrow, but you just sneaked in there with Captain.
You guys are soft.
I know.
We are soft.
Jack.
All right. Let's go to William in Los Angeles. Good morning, William.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks.
William, every episode of this TV show starts with a warning. Featuring a skull and crossbones.
I don't know, guys.
Involves the word... Wow.
Jack is in the title.
Yeah, too late, but Jackass is what we're looking for.
Jackass was
right.
I thought was...
We would have accepted Jack Sparrow, by the way.
But good enough. Let's go to Derek in Temecula. He's a firefighter. Good morning, Derek.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Derek, the national flag of the United Kingdom surprisingly does not feature a mouthful of bad teeth. However, it is called by this nickname. National flag of the United Kingdom. That's England and Wales and
whatnot.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Union Jack.
Union Jack, yeah.
Jack.
I don't think I would have got that one, to be honest. Bo That's, in Newport Beach.
I don't think I would have admitted that,
that
to be honest.
That doesn't surprise me at all, Kevin.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys.
This snack food started putting a prize in every box in 1912.
The Cracker Jack.
That yes, would be would. Cracker Jack.
Now we're talking.
Nicely
Finally,
done.
A gentleman with some intelligence.
Now, Kevin, you'd have gotten that one, right? You'd have been
of
okay
course.
With that.
Kidding? Okay. Jacob in West Covina. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Okay.
Jacob is a registered nurse, and he's here with Jack.
This K-Rock artist was born John Anthony Gillis, but is best known by this name.
Jack Johnson.
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
Good guess.
It
good
is
guess.
A K-Rock
You're
artist with the name Jack.
Jack off.
Yes. Sorry.
Hey, don't call him a Jack.
No, it was the right one answer. Jack off.
It was Jack White.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's
another Jack.
That's the other.
Nice try, though.
It's not the right
Nothing
Jack.
To be embarrassed about with that.
He tried to play by the rules of the game.
Let's do Anna.
You guys effed him.
In Hollywood. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your question?
I'm totally ready. I knew them all. That's
all right.
The last one.
Well, let's see if you know this one, smart ass. This fast food restaurant's early drive-thru...
Yes!
Jack! Nutty broad wouldn't even let me finish the question.
Wow! She needs some Red Bull or something. It's pretty slow.
Mr. Nicholson, we're almost out of time. We just have time for one more question.
One last question.
Let's go to Jeff in Tustin. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Jeff is a bartender, which makes it shaky that he's up this early in the morning.
All right, this actor scored a career-high salary of $5 million for his role in Tropic Thunder.
Jack Black.
Yes.
Absolutely correct,
Nicely
sir.
Done. All right, you hold on. Lisa, you going to do the drawing for
I
us?
I am. I want to mix them up really
Lisa's
good.
Lisa's dressed like a schoolgirl today.
Yeah.
Like to take a take a ruler to her wrists. I don't even know what that means.
Don't either. The winner is Bo in Newport Beach.
Bo in Newport Beach. Bo. Be cool if I can go to that line. There we go. Hey, Bo.
Push a button,
hey.
Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Congratulations, man. You won.
Thank you very much.
Say thanks to Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
You knew
it.
Jack.
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 Hey, don't forget this afternoon between 5 and 6. Once again, we're giving away a brand new Burton snowboard. And not only that, you win a trip to Telluride, Colorado. Go do some snowboarding. It's an all-exclusive inclusive trip with three nights hotel, airfare, lift tickets, the whole deal. That's between 5 and 6 this afternoon on the world-famous character. Did we lose Ralph? What happened to Ralph?
We lost him. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of running around in the halls and rustling. Yelling, but so far, no Ralph.
I think he's
and
just,
I'm hearing his name being called.
Yeah, they're yelling for him. He's down the hallway someplace. Maybe he's out taking a smoke break.
Okay.
He got locked in the bathroom.
All right, well, we'll just stand by.
There he is.
He'll be along.
Hey there, Ralph.
I'm not worried. We got nothing but time.
Having a problem?
No, we come back this afternoon, right? Isn't that when we do the next part of the show?
You were leaving?
Well, we've got another show business this morning.
I'm talking to Charles.
Oh, okay.
Interesting guy for security guy.
Smoke break.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's the best.
We're talking about the early days of rock and roll.
He's the best. He's got stories like you wouldn't believe. I love that.
I was listening to one as we were talking. You were talking about how he used to have to dress up as a gay guy in the early days of rock and roll so that the white men wouldn't be nervous.
Wouldn't be threatened by them.
Bringing the white women into the clubs.
Wow.
He used to play with Little Richard.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. There's your show business right there.
All right. A little out of breath, but...
I still do that. Today.
Yeah.
So that people aren't threatened.
Right. Sure.
Yep.
Back to you, Ralph.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores. You can pick up Pineapple Express if you missed it in theaters. Seth Rogen and James Franco star in that film.
That's great.
Great film. Righteous Kill with Bobby De Niro and Al Pacino.
Really good.
50 Cent also in that film. Carla Gugino.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So hot. Bangkok Dangerous. Nicolas Cage. And some Asian people I don't know. Babylon AD with Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Battlestar Galactica Season 4, The Tudors Season 2, and Secret Diary of a Call Girl Season 1. All available on DVD today. Check it out. Amy Winehouse has a new boyfriend.
Who's the lucky stiff?
Blake Wood is his name.
She only dates guys named Blake?
yeah, apparently. There's photos of them on a bunch of websites. You can see it on the internet today. Making out with her new boyfriend on the Caribbean beach, where apparently she is never leaving.
Wow.
She's been there for months, topless on a Caribbean beach.
Guys, how does somebody make the decision to enter into a relationship with Amy Winehouse?
That's a great question.
I mean, could you imagine if you had the opportunity, I don't care how famous she is, you would never want to spend time with that woman, right?
I can give you the answer. That's somebody who has a drug problem and no money to pay for drugs.
This guy, though, seems, from the photos, to be he's buff. He's a clean cut, no tats. He just looks like a regular dude.
If you're not doing it for the drugs, I agree with Bean. Why on earth would you choose that person
who
is self-destructing?
She's so ugly, though, and there's so much drama associated with hanging out with her.
Because she's an artist.
Yeah, that's why.
Miley Cyrus has a new boyfriend, too. Not a new boyfriend, but a longtime boyfriend, Justin Gaston. Ha ha ha. He is an underwear model, and she's so head over heels in love with Justin that according to Star Magazine, she has decided to get his name tattooed on her body.
Good, that always works out well.
Always. She's old enough to be able to make the decision that they're together
a permanent
forever.
Decision like that? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I don't care if you're 35 when you make that decision. It's a bad decision because that person will, you'll curse it. They'll leave your life because they have to because you have their name on your body.
According to the article, her mom's okay with it, but Billy Ray says no way. However, he would be okay if she tattooed...
Achy Breaky Heart?
Achy Breaky Heart. Or I was going to say Bait Shack or whatever the name of that movie was that he was in with Bill Engvall.
What was that? Bait Shop.
Bait Shop, yeah. That would be okay with him. Because, you know, Bait Shop is forever.
Sure.
I don't even think you could find a tattoo artist to give you a tattoo if you're 15, can you?
Oh,
with
I think
parental
you,
consent,
yeah,
I guess you could.
With parental consent, you can. And, of course, you can find anything.
Well, they need to stop that.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of bad movies, which Bait Shop is, if you've ever heard my review of Bait Shop, have you seen the commercials for this Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Oh, yeah. It looks
this
funny.
Goddamn movie.
It cracks me up every time
I see
it.
Shut up.
It does. It makes me laugh.
F that movie.
Makes me laugh.
Oh, he's,
anytime you have in the title the name of the wacky profession that the guy does, automatically bad movie.
Looks funny.
He's Larry the Cable Guy. He's Paul Blart, the mall cop. F you.
Kevin James. If there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
I can give you a phone book of them. And
looks funny.
His last name rhymes with fart, so it's got to be funny. Because his name's Paul Blart. See? That's a funny name right there. That's worth $7.50.
Why the hate, Ralph?
Get the popcorn.
He punched me in the face for...
Yeah, for a hotel for dogs. And he wants to see Paul Blart mall cop.
I
he rides a Segway in the mall. That's got to be funny.
It looks funny.
He has a teeny little cut.
Through you.
He has a teeny little cut, but he's all upset about it, and he needs a Band-Aid.
And what kind of Band-Aid? A Hello Kitty Band-Aid. Oh, it never starts being funny, that movie.
Fat guys are funny.
I think Kevin is having a laugh here.
I'm not.
Ralph.
It looks funny to me.
I don't think he can be serious that movie looks funny. I think he's just saying it to get this reaction.
I understand based on the career of hilarious comedy Kevin James has provided us with, I could see why you'd give him the benefit of the doubt. But even you have to say that Paul Blart Mall Cop looks like the worst film ever.
I can tell the difference between smart and dumb. Don't get me wrong. This is dumb funny, but I find it funny. I don't expect it to be smart. It looks funny, though. It makes
me
laugh.
Dumb part.
It makes me laugh.
But where's the funny part come
in? He's fat. He runs and slides and doesn't quite get to the side.
Right?
That's funny.
But where's the funny part,
though?
That's
funny to me. I laugh. They show me a fat guy running and I laugh.
Let me ask a question here.
I know it's dumb.
Let me ask this question seriously, though. No joking here. When you said to us that Love Guru looked good, and we said, said, Kevin, seriously, we've seen the trailer. Love Guru looks like one of the worst movies ever. Please don't go see us. Whatever you do, don't go see that movie. You will thank us later. What happened?
I went
to see it.
Yes. And it was
and
awful.
Then you
we're
came back telling
you
us
it was
awful.
Terrible.
We're telling you in advance.
They
don't
might as
waste
well
your time.
Call this Paul Blart Love Guru. They might as well just call this movie that.
Looks funny. What do you want me to do? I can't help it. I see the commercial,
you
I laugh.
Help it. That's
what
true.
Do you want me to
you
do?
You can't help it.
You need a support group. That's what we want you to do. We want you to get help. We need you to get a doctor and some people who can talk you down.
Yeah, that's what Kevin needs. More doctors.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
That's a good point.
Oh, man. Paul Blart. Katie Holmes.
Ralph, he's a mall cop.
See? So it's automatically funny because he's got a wacky job. It's like Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
No, that's just dumb.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
The Paul Blart Mall Cop is automatically funny.
It's dumb but not funny. This looks to me like it's dumb but funny. That's all.
You know, he's so fat, he tries to crawl through an air conditioning vent, and the vent breaks. Oh.
I like fat humor. You know that.
Oh.
You know that makes me laugh.
That is funny. You're right. I stand corrected.
You and I are going 11 a.m.
Katie Holmes is very popular in New York City. She has just been awarded the title by the New York Post of Manhattan's most valued shopper.
Oh, wow.
My.
Since moving to New York City to perform on Broadway in All My Sons, Ms. Cruz has apparently dropped $14 million in the city.
In how long did you
what?
Say?
She moved to New York City last July.
So half a year.
Yes.
Does this include buying something?
She has purchased three different apartments, apparently.
Three.
But also has
Does
gone
she
on...
forget where she lives after the show?
Just buy another one?
Another one?
Apparently.
This one looks good.
She's also bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gym gear. She's bought her own gym equipment, brand new wardrobes for herself and for Suri, lots of toys. Just general purchases, approximately $14 million in purchases since she moved to the Big Apple in July.
Wow.
So she's great for the economy. Then.
Yes, wow. They are very pleased to have her, and they're dreading the day she moves back to Los Angeles.
Can you guys imagine having the kind of money where you can just buy three places to live in a place that you're just visiting?
I think if I had the money, it wouldn't occur to me to. I mean, what's wrong with one place that's great that you have the money to buy?
I don't know. It's bizarre.
In a city like New York, you don't really need... two, let alone three.
Maybe she hasn't owned the apartments all at the same time. Maybe she bought one and didn't care for it, and then saw a better one and then bought that one.
Oh, that could be.
You know, maybe she's bought them consecutively instead of concurrently.
$14 million in 6 months seems like it would be difficult to do.
Plus, you probably have to get a place for the nannies.
Sure.
They can't live with you?
And where do the aliens live, first of all, if you're moving there and you're a Scientologist?
That's up to them. Don't you think that's on them?
You have to get some kind of landing pad for the spaceship.
That's on their bottom line.
And all the storage for the eye patches for when Tom visits.
Sure. You know how much iPad storage runs?
It's a lot.
I mean, some people would use a drawer in a bureau, but no. You need some sort of cold storage facility for the eye patches.
The eye patch and the eye, by the way. He has both.
I forgot.
He has both. He can pop it in at any point.
Yeah.
Now, if Kevin James had an eye patch as the mall cop, now I'm in.
Katie Holmes, mall shopper. Maybe she should do a movie. That sounds funny.
What do you guys hate?
I think you're having a laugh.
I'm not having a laugh.
Why do you love?
I think you're joking.
Without looking into anything.
Look, I see something, it elicits a reaction from me. I'm not saying this to get you to be beat up more by you guys. I honestly thought it looked funny. That's all.
But man, one brief moment where you think he slides and can't slide because he's fat, maybe you think that's funny. But the little cut he has on his arm, he's all upset, and then he puts a Hello Kitty Band-Aid on there. Do you realize that that's their idea of a joke in a movie?
But you guys' line for what is good in a movie is pretty high. You got to remember, if I see two or three things that make me laugh, you know, the scary movie parodies and stuff like that, I don't go in expecting that much. I know it's going to be kind of crappy, but if there's going to be some funny moments, I'm fine. It's all good.
I kind of wish I were Kevin.
It would be easier,
like,
wouldn't
just
it?
Just the most normal of events would be great.
It's like a puppy.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
This is the best sandwich I've ever had.
That's Bean, by the way.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
Yeah.
Just think it looks funny.
Going for him. It doesn't, though.
I am not a movie snob. As
neither am I, but there has to be some qualifications.
Is it going to be bad? Yes. Is it going to be funny? Yes. That's it. That's the level of qualification.
Man.
I want a good movie.
You know you're part of the problem. You know you're part of the problem now. You're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
I've never been part of any solution.
I know. You're a bigger part of the problem now than you were before you started this conversation.
That's my New Year's resolution.
To be more part of the problem?
I'm right on target.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Guitarist Malcolm Young of AC/DC is 56 years old today. Rowan Atkinson, British actor and comedian, is 54. John Singleton is 41. And Danny Pintaro, who is 33 years old today from Who's the Boss? He is 33, as I mentioned. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks to our special guest, Zach Braff, for joining us. Very funny young man. He is, of course, the star of the TV show Scrubs, which you thought was canceled, but now it's back on a new network, ABC Tonight, with two big brand new episodes at 9 and at 9:30. Please check it out, won't you?
This afternoon, Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. We have to tell you about something called the Slap Chop.
The Slap Chop.
Which Ralph
just ordered my Slap Chop.
Oh, I'm excited
yesterday. Cannot wait to get my hands on the Slap Chop.
Ralph is an infomercial whore. And we'll buy anything that they put an infomercial on.
Anything that's good, which is most things.
Do you not have salad because it's too hard to make? Here's the Slap Chop. Come on, really. How hard is it to make?
It's a lot easier to make with the Slap Chop, that's for sure.
And we're also
You get some lettuce and a knife and a bowl, and I'll get some lettuce and some ingredients and the Slap Chop, and we'll see who makes the salad quicker.
Plus, don't forget the new Burton Snowboard.
Oh, fine. Sure. Ignore me. Yeah, sure.
We're giving away at 7-Eleven,
3
and 7.
Try to turn your back on the Slap Chop. I will not have it.
And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to give away a trip for two to Telluride, Colorado to go snowboarding.
Was cutting an onion over the holidays and sliced my thumb open.
See, Lisa? You wouldn't have that problem with the Slap Chop.
Not with the Slap Chop.
You wouldn't be crying either.
I would have killed to have that.
Yeah.
That'll all be between 5 and 6 this afternoon. But don't go anywhere. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including that song Pony by the band Far that you seem to love so much. 311, Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers, and more right after this on K-Rock.
Welcome to a new show. Don't forget, 60 minutes of nonstop K-Rock commercial-free music starting with Nicole when we're done at 6 o'clock. We've got Coldplay this hour, Papa Roach, The Killers, and more. Although, if Ralph has his way, we'll spend the next hour just selling Slap Chops.
That's all you need. You don't need music. You don't need... All you need is the Slap Chop.
Ralph is obsessed with items that are sold on TV. Because they're great. He's a sucker for that.
I'm not a sucker. They are wonderful, wonderful products. Products that you can't buy anywhere but on television. First of all,
television is great, as seen on TV store.
Television is great, and then they do the favor by showing you the latest and greatest in technology.
Here's some that my man Ralph has purchased in the last couple of days.
You want to keep warm when you're feeling chilled, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Blankets are okay, but they can slip and slide.
Yes, they can.
And when you need to reach for something, your hands are trapped inside.
Oh.
Now, there's the Snuggie.
Come on.
If you're using a regular blanket, you might as well be in a straitjacket.
Are you really trapped under a blanket?
Yes.
Really?
It's as if you're in some sort of concentration camp when you're using a regular
really
blanket.
You didn't really buy the Snuggie, though, did you?
Snuggie was the hit of the holiday season at my house. Mom
Haven't
and my wife... Both
people have
love
been using
their
blankets
snuggies.
For thousands of years, and they've been fine.
Trapped.
But what if your blanket had sleeves so that your arms could stay warm yet still be free to roam?
It's called a coat.
Sucker born
every minute.
You don't wear a coat while you're sitting on your couch reading. I got a snuggie
like
as
Eskimo.
Well.
Lisa's got a Snuggie.
And I love it.
I'm sure Lisa has this next one as well.
Pets all across America are now putting up their paws because they want to get petty paws.
Yeah, sure.
I looked at that. I'm thinking about
it. I know you are.
Do you have it?
The petty paw gently files away your pet's long nails as opposed to the harsh clipping, which can aggravate the sensitive tissue in the nail.
If you cut away the nail, you can build a new one with Mighty Putty.
Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Putty.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
Okay, so that's all. This is all items
all on
of
my shelves. All on my shelves. And I'm happy with each and every purchase.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
All right, now this latest one is the Slap Chop.
Oh.
And
return of Vince from ShamWow fame.
This is the Vince dude that can sell Ralph anything.
Is this a new item, Ralph?
As far as I know, I was turned onto it by a K-Rock listener.
It's just a food chopper, right?
No,
it just chops
Kevin,
food. That's it.
There are other food choppers on the market,
right?
But none like the Slap Chop. That's what I'm telling
you. This one is super convenient.
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with the Slap Chop. Now look, here's a potato. One slap, you got big chunks for stew. Two slaps, home fries in a second. And look at this. When you add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets. You don't have to switch any blades. Now, you love salad. You hate making it. You know you hate making salads. That's why you don't have any salad in your diet. Watch this. One slap, salad.
One slap, salad. Boom. You'll be happy all day because you'll be slapping
I'm
your troubles
gonna
away.
I'm not going to be happy all day.
You will be.
I'm happy all day when I slap a different way.
No, you don't use the Slap Chop for that.
But not the Slap Chop. You don't have salad in your diet because it's too hard to make. How hard is it to make a salad?
It's easier to make it with a Slap Chop, I'll tell you that much.
I love pizza too, but once in a while, get the veggies in. At least throw it on top of the pizza. You're going to change your eating habits. Soup, coleslaw, stuff you want. 5 seconds. 4 or 5 seconds.
How much of a rush are you in to get soup with vegetables?
Boom, 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 boom. Slap.
I mean, really, you got to cut it down to 5 seconds?
I kick your ass. You get a knife and some vegetables. I'll get the Slap Chop, and we'll see who goes faster.
I'm not saying it couldn't go faster. I'm saying how fast do you need to go?
Faster, convenient.
Kind of rush are you in?
Got it all.
It's done. This tuna looks boring. Stop having a boring tuna.
Stop having a boring
life.
Okay, now...
I've always said that.
Stop having a boring tuna. Are we still talking about food?
Yes.
Stop having a boring life, he says.
That's
you have
right.
a boring life because
Without
you're tuna?
Without Slap Chop, you do.
But you're looking to tuna for excitement.
Add this tuna, put it here like this. Now you're going to have a nice tuna salad. Look at this. You're going to have an exciting life now.
Okay, now I'm going to have an exciting life.
Yes,
that's going to give me an exciting life.
I know a good tuna sandwich puts me in a good mood.
Look, here's a hard-boiled egg. One chop, you add the pickle, you add the green onion. And what you can do, you can mix things together. You add the ham, and you're going to love this. You don't have time to make breakfast. Breakfast to go. You're going to love my nuts. Watch this.
You're going to love my nuts.
Right. Let me ask this question, Ralph.
You should see my nuts at home.
Let me ask this question, Ralph. If you had not seen the Slap Chop on the television commercial, if you had just come across it in the store one day, would you be this excited about it?
Never in a million years.
The beauty of the infomercial. You see it in the store. You see it on a shelf or in a box. Go, that might be an interesting item. I don't know. How does it work? Vince shows me how the Slap Chop operates. Now I know.
Now it's complicated directions.
It's been demonstrated to me the value of the Slap Chop.
Vince, this dude on TV, can sell Ralph anything. He can sell you dog poop. And he would convince you you need it, and you would order it right that second.
Well, he'd show him 20 ways to use it.
Billy May and Vince are my personal lords and saviors, yes.
It just seems like maybe you're a little bit of a sucker for the way they put these infomercials together. That's all. It doesn't matter what the product is. They sell you because they're so good at it.
Almonds, walnuts, comes with a cover. So you can do everything in the cover. All right. Or you can do it on the board, whatever you'd like. So easy. One finger. If I can do it with one finger, you guys can do it with your whole hand. Kids can do it. You know what they charge at the ice cream stores? $1 for toppings at the ice cream store.
All right, I'll take it. Stop yelling at me.
Yeah, now it looks good, doesn't it? You take an Oreo and you put it in the Slap Chop and you've got a topping for your ice cream in 5 seconds.
I want to buy it so he'll stop shouting at me. That's what I want.
Whatever
just
to it
shut
takes.
Him up.
Whatever
Add
reason.
A couple cookies if you want. You can make it for 10 cents. Stop throwing your money away. You know, not only nuts. What about fruit? Put a mango.
me guess.
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful on your ice cream? The reason you're going to slap away every day is because it's so easy to clean. One, two, and pops Boom. Open like that, like a butterfly to clean. Open now, these other ones that you've seen in the stores, bacteria gets in the food.
How many butterflies have you cleaned?
All the stores have this. You can't clean it. You can't open this up. It's worthless. Forget about it. Now, take the Slap Chop, put it back together, and you get the garlic. All right, here's the garlic with the skin. There you go. So right. These skins are the garlic.
Please stop.
You're
going to
eat
now.
More garlic. The onions with the skin. All right, this is making you cry. You're making me cry. All right, life's hard enough as it is. You don't want to cry anymore.
That's right. You don't want to cry anymore.
It's terrible when you cry when you're cutting onions.
Here's the thing. Lisa almost opened a vein this holiday season cutting an onion.
It was
put the
horrible.
Slap Chop right
all
there.
Right.
The skin's at the bottom. Hey, look, so you want a little bit of onions? You don't want to drag out the food processor? The skin comes right off. You see that? All right, okay. Now put a tomato in there.
Okay.
Add your cilantro, your
all
hot peppers right,
right
there.
All
you
right,
this.
We'll buy it.
Guys, we're going to make America skinny again.
Yep. We're going to make America skinny again.
You will use more fresh fruits and vegetables with the Slap Chop. I guarantee
okay.
it.
If we can stop hearing about it, I will also buy one.
I'm going to put the Slap Chop right on your
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde program.
That is the great Rise Against and their song Audience of One here on K-Rock. By the way, congratulations to our big winner of the trip to Telluride, Colorado. We're doing all this week on K-Rock in celebration of the snowboard season being here. We're giving away brand new Burton snowboards several times every day. And then each afternoon between 5 and 6, we give away that trip we just did to Telluride, Colorado. We're talking about airfare, hotels, lift tickets. Don't forget you can discover Telluride in Southwest Colorado with the ease of direct flights from LAX on United. And we'll have another one for you tomorrow. Hey, Ralph Garman, good afternoon to you.
And to you, my friend.
Good What's going day. On in the world of showbiz?
Good O-Day, I might add.
Good O-Day?
Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
From Danity Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Who's announced today that she is officially going to be posing nude in Playboy magazine in March.
Yay!
That's great news.
This is great news because finally Playboy is starting to choose celebrities we actually want to see naked in the pages
yeah.
of Playboy.
That helps.
Getting naked in the pages of Playboy.
That helps.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Aubrey, she was in the band Danity Kane, which was put together by P. Diddy on that show, Making the Band. And she's already appeared semi-nude in an anti-fur ad for PETA, along with her bandmates. And now she is going to be posing fully nude, from what we understand, for $500,000, Playboy's
If the boner nice. Police are here, I demand a lawyer.
Put me away. Did you hear about that Hooters girl? This isn't really in the showbiz, but I was fascinated by the story with this Hooters girl.
Huh.
Who was, this isn't funny, but she was attacked, right?
Oh, no.
She got beat up. The attackers left her with bruises all over her, a black eye, and hacked off some of her hair.
Oh, no.
So her bosses at Hooters say, you know what? It's best if you don't work here looking like that. You have to leave.
They didn't say take all the time you want?
No.
And come back?
Well, they said come back sometime. But you can't work here while you look like that, because it's Hooters.
Yeah.
Stop it, Psycho Mike.
No, I mean...
So then she said, fine, I'm going to leave my job until I feel like coming back. Then they accused her of abandoning her job and wouldn't give her unemployment benefits when she wasn't there.
What is wrong with them?
They battled against giving her benefits because they told her, first of all, you shouldn't be working, you're looking like that. She said, I'm going to take time off, and then filed for unemployment while she was recuperating
sure.
before she came back, and then they fought her benefits.
Wow.
So the whole thing went to a judge, and he just yesterday decided in her favor.
Good. He should have.
That she should get her benefits, and they shouldn't be able to keep them from her.
But you don't want beat-up people serving your food at Hooters, though. I mean, I can understand why they don't want somebody. Like, I mean, they should give her the time off, absolutely.
Yeah, of course, but
they should let her collect her payments, so they shouldn't,
right.
deny her claim for unemployment insurance, because...
Then they're just a-holes.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hooters not doing the right thing, but the judge did, so...
Excellent.
Oh,
congratulations to 27-year-old Sarah Dye. That's her name. So
I know.
Oh, I know.
I know. It's just ironic.
Congratulations to Rebecca Romaine and Jerry O'Connell, proud parents of two bouncing baby girls. People magazine and other sources are reporting they gave birth. Well, they didn't. She did most of the hard labor,
sure.
No pun intended. On December the 28th, Dolly Rebecca Rose and Charlie Tamara Tulip are the baby's names. According to the representative for the couple, everyone is home and doing well. So congratulations to those guys. Meanwhile, Maria Menounos... Of Access
yes,
Hollywood.
Yes, yes, what, what, yes, what?
Easy.
Dude, take it easy.
I love her so much.
Bean said earlier today, this morning, that she is the hottest woman on television.
She's the hottest woman on TV. I stand by that.
Yeah,
that's just not
that's
even
no.
close.
She's hot.
She and I'm including everyone else who's on TV, by the way, in that statement.
Mm-mm. No, you're not.
That's just wrong.
She is hot.
What's the beautiful Maria up to now?
She was in Miami over New Year's Eve and apparently discovered her purse was missing. Someone had stolen her purse. Immediately upon discovering that, she spotted three suspicious-looking men across the party. She snuck up on them and realized that in one of the bags the guy was carrying, her handbag was stuffed into it.
Okay.
So she took the situation into her own hands. Instead of calling security or the police, she stole it back from them.
Sneaky.
Well, they weren't noticing.
Didn't say anything?
No.
There's something missing in this story.
Picked their pocket and took her purse back. And she said she's very proud of herself for taking a bite out of crime. She's McGruff.
She's perfect.
But she is.
She's hot.
We have to open up the phone line.
She is hot, but she's not perfect.
There's nothing wrong with her. You find one thing wrong with her.
That's
you can't.
Maybe tomorrow we can pick up this conversation. We don't have any time now. But
because when you say the hottest, there's only room for one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that you could not improve her if you had the skills and the tools available to make her better. You couldn't do it because she's absolute perfection on every level. You couldn't improve her intelligence, her personality, her appearance. She's got it all. She's firing on every cylinder.
What if we gave her a bionic...
Ralph,
wouldn't that be an improvement?
So no.
That's what I'm saying. You could improve her then. That's correct.
That would not be an improvement over her perfect, natural, God-given one. I'm just saying.
You say so.
All right.
Today's Tuesday. Means new DVDs are in stores. Pineapple Express with Seth Rogen and James Franco available. Gary Cole also, by very funny.
Very funny.
Kevin has no idea who Gary Cole is, but
he's
very good
dude
in that movie. Righteous Kill, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, Bangkok Dangerous.
Nicolas Cage, more of a Bangkok protector.
Babylon AD with Vin Diesel. Also TV on DVD today, Battlestar Galactica, the beginning of the fourth season available on DVD. The Tudors, the second season, and Secret Diary of a Call Girl, starring one of my favorite girls, Billy Piper. Season one available on DVD.
He's good.
It's a girl. Today's celebrity birthdays, Malcolm Young of AC/DC is 56. Rowan Atkinson, comedian and actor, he's 54. John Singleton turns 41. And actor Danny Pintero from Who's the Boss turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Of course, we'll be back with another action-packed all-star program tomorrow in the morning. What do we have lined up for tomorrow, Kevin?
Good stuff. I'll tell you that. If I had my sheet of paper, I'd be able
what
to tell you.
Tomorrow?
Well, I know that funny man Jay Moore is going to be joining us tomorrow.
That's correct, yes.
I know we that do have that. Happening. We also have a Los Angeles-based psychic we've not had on the show before, but claims that she has exciting information about what we can expect to happen in the world in 2009.
I'm going to ask her whether she's Paul Blart Mall Cop would be funny or not. See if she can give me an answer.
The answer? Yes.
I hear she's predicting a black president this year.
What?
I hear she's predicting trouble in the Middle East. She's got all sorts of shocking revelations that she's going to be telling us about.
Madness.
And we've got your friend, the proprietor of Gino's Steaks, back home in Philadelphia on the program tomorrow.
Yes. Joey Vento.
Yep, he's going to be here tomorrow,
he's
too.
He's in trouble again with the minorities.
He's a crazy Philadelphian.
Yeah, the minorities don't care for Joey.
Plus, LaQuisha is going to be reviewing the Icky Twins and their latest installment of their MTV hit reality TV show. So all of that tomorrow morning. But don't go anywhere because 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music is up next with our friend Nicole Alvarez. Don't go away. You'll miss MGMT if you do. Also, Green Day, Carolina Liar, and their latest System of Down and more after this on K-Rock.